High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And on a beautiful night for football, we welcome you in to Kingston Stadium and the Bob Brooks Press Box as we get ready for a Metro Class 4A non-district showdown as two top tens go at it, as it'll be the number 9 rated Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy going up against the number 3 rated Warriors of Cedar Rapids Washington. And our high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight and all through the 2016 season. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out with our high school broadcast again this year. And what a picture perfect. It's a Chamber of Commerce weather night. John Haggerty is we get ready for the third battle between Wash and Kennedy over the last 12 months.
You know, I'm not even going to try and describe how gorgeous it is this evening. We're going to leave that for our sideline expert, Dennis Knock. But in week two, Scott, there have been so many times that we have been sweltering, or there's been incredible storm fronts come through. None of that tonight. It's going to be perfect.
Going to be perfect, and we'll check in with Dennis coming up in a little bit. We get ready to go here tonight on our high school football broadcast from Kingston Stadium in front of a big crowd, and we want to welcome everyone in to the Holmes Murphy pregame show, and a big thanks to Holmes Murphy for joining us and our broadcast for 2016, and we appreciate everything they do at Holmes Murphy. All right, Wash Kennedy, Cougars coming off a loss against Muscatine last Thursday night. They led by 10 in the second half. Muscatine came back behind Alfonso Soko, came back, got the victory. They've had over a week to let that muster in the back of their head, work around, try to get that bad taste out of their mouth, whatever adage you want to use, and I think we're going to see a fired up bunch of Cougars tonight.
I think you're exactly right. It's just this game couldn't come too soon. But for the coaches, there's some real points of emphasis off of that Thursday game last week. Number one, their offensive line has got to get off the ball and push some people downfield the way they know they're capable of doing. On defense, Scott, it was not a pretty sight. Tackling was not crisp, not solid. They're going to be working on that tonight, to be sure. And then the other thing, as I look back this week at the game on Thursday night last week against Muscatine, I think Kennedy only really played the first half the way they were capable of. They just didn't finish in the second half very strong. And I know Brian White probably talked about that long and hard this week.
Indeed. And for Cedar Rapids, Washington, 1-0. A hard-fought road win at Cedar Rapids Prairie, 27-14. Drew Dostal was outstanding.
Yes, Brian, he was.
Brian Cundy was outstanding at the quarterback spot. The defense played like we thought the defense would play, maybe with the exception of that first drive of the second half. But a few things the Warriors got to clean up. Every team's got to go through that between week one and week two.
How's this for a stat on the opening week for Wash's defense? 4 turnovers that they got from Prairie. And a lot of them were hard-earned. That was not things that Prairie just handed to them. But for Washington, there are some real similarities with Kennedy in terms of last week's performance. They had a great first half. They didn't execute in the second half the way Paul James would have wanted them to, and I think he'll probably bear that out in his comments later. But also, their offensive line needs to do what they think they're capable of doing, too. They did okay last week at Prairie, don't get me wrong, but they want to come out and dominate, and they didn't do that against Prairie.
The Cougars come in 0-1. The Washington Warriors come in at 1-0. Similar stats through one game, and I know it's a very small sample size so far for these two ball clubs, but within 2 yards of one another as far as team rushing is concerned, and within 20 yards of one another as far as passing is concerned. There were two games that were virtual toss-ups last year. Kennedy won the regular season game 28-24. They won the playoff game in the quarterfinals 21-7. Kennedy's won the last two, obviously. Wash, though, still 10-5 over the last 15 games in this rivalry, but they have split the last 8 games. Kennedy winning 4, Washington winning 4. The teams know each other. The players know each other. The coaching staffs are great friends. It's just a very interesting dichotomy when Wash and Kennedy get together.
It's so funny that you bring that up. We could go through the whole history, but let's just take the head coach for Kennedy. Brian White was a longtime Washington teacher and coach at Washington. And then there's the Kyle Knox situation. Kyle, a former Kennedy Cougar player himself, came back and coached, but then went over to Washington, coached there briefly, and now he's back at Kennedy. Oh, we could go on and on and on.
Absolutely. Injuries tonight for Kennedy. Garrett Kubovec is going to be out of this game. If it was a playoff game, if it was a district game, he could go. But he's got a minor separated shoulder, the less degree of a separated shoulder. He is not going to play tonight. Sam Pape is going to move into a lot of fullback. He's going to play on both sides of the football. And for the Cougars, Johnson Maydor will be back tonight. He got dinged in that first game. He is ready to go. Washington is going to get a tailback back tonight as the Warriors are going to get Haven Henningsen, a 6-foot, 195-pound junior. He may very well have been the starter if he was healthy on opening night, but still, Connor Malcolm, Chucky came in and did a very good job.
That's right. Chucky did a good job, but I think you're going to really be impressed with this Haven young man named Haven. He definitely was their number one going into camp, and so it'll be fun to see him put his wares on display for everybody to see tonight. But I really think missing Kubovec is going to be big for Kennedy because he was, in my mind, one of their top defenders on that field. Very, very physical young man. They'll miss his presence tonight.
Here on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show, we're going to hear from the two head coaches. Up first, Kennedy coach Brian White. I had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on. Back in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show from Kingston as we get ready for Wash and Kennedy, this top 10 battle in week number two. And head coach Brian White of the Kennedy Cougars joining me. And coach, I know it was probably a long week and probably a bitter taste in the mouth of you and the staff and the Cougars after the Muscatine game. But the sun came up, and how was the week of practice?
Yeah, it was a tough pill to swallow right after that game. You know, you look back at the film and you see 100 things that you could have done different, any one of those things, and maybe you come up with the win. But, you know, it is what it is, and you move forward, and had a very good week of practice. Every day was very spirited. Every day the kids came to work and worked hard, and, you know, we pointed that out to them Saturday morning in the films that, you know, it's a game that could have probably gone either way, and you just have to come back out and go back to work, and they did. They responded well, and so we've had a good week of practice.
Accent the positives, I guess. Positive is you had a 10-point lead and a pretty darn good football team.
Yeah, we did. We had a 10-point lead and a pretty good football team. We ran a halfback pass, and I had our receiver about 15 yards behind the corner, and the ball just slipped out of our quarterback's hands. And you know, sometimes those things happen. They get a pick and give up a special teams touchdown. It's just small things like that that you can't do if you want to win a football game. So we got to correct those things, and hopefully we will tonight.
A lot of good things to look back on. I thought the offensive line played very well. I think he found two good running backs last week, too.
Yeah, we didn't have a problem moving the ball, and that was our concern going into it. Offensively, if our offensive line would be able to get any kind of push and move the ball, you know, I think we ran for about 160 yards and threw for over 200. So, you know, that's a pretty balanced night for us. You know, we would like a few more rushing yards in there. But, you know, we did what we needed to do offensively. We just needed to take care of a few things defensively and on special teams.
Well, and with that in mind, what'd you do this week to shore that up a little bit? Was it just a matter of putting people in different places or just fixable things?
Yeah, absolutely fixable things. And everybody doing their job and not trying to do other people's jobs. I think that's, you know, what you see early in the season. You know, we focus all summer and in preseason on, you know, flying to the ball, getting there. And we had some kids that maybe tried to do a little bit too much instead of just their job. And it hurt us. Obviously, tackling, we had to get better at tackling. So we worked a lot on tackling. We had 36 missed tackles. So we worked a lot on tackling this week, and hopefully that'll take care of itself.
He was a tough guy to bring down, but still, 36 missed tackles, that's 36 missed tackles.
You know, I think if there's three or four, you can live with that, but 36 is just, you know, that's way too many, and we have to get better at that.
Yeah. And I would imagine special teams as well, just shoring that up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we gave up the punt return for a touchdown, but we gave up several kick returns to the 50 or past the 50-yard line, and you can't put your defense on the field consistently and only have, you know, 50 yards to work with. So, you know, we got to get better at kickoff. We've got to get better at punt. We've got to get better at, you know, having the possibility of faking a punt. There were a few times that maybe it was there and we didn't take advantage of it. So, you know, we just had to get better overall in special teams.
Well, you don't have to say a whole lot to get the troops ready to go for this game tonight, and probably the staff as well. You guys know each other. You're good friends, and it's just fun when you guys get together.
Absolutely. It's fun. It's fun before last night when the freshmen were playing. You know, Mo was out here and PJ was out here, and, you know, we were talking and goofing around a little bit. And, you know, for about four quarters tonight, it'll be all business. And then after the game, you know, after we slap each other around a little bit, it'll, you know, it'll be all fine and dandy again and fun. But, you know, the kids understand the rivalry. And this is great for Cedar Rapids to have a rivalry like this, because for a long time, you know, Cedar Rapids football back in the 1990s was kind of obsolete. And we're getting back to where we want to be. We want to be, you know, an elite program in the state. You know, and Wash wants to be that too. And so it's fun to have ranked teams playing each other like this.
But you still want to win in the very end.
Absolutely. There's nothing I want more than to win tonight. So, yeah, you're right about that.
And trying to make it a three-game winning streak.
Yeah, three-game winning streak would be nice too. But I think overall, just for us, we need to get back on the winning side of things. And it really doesn't matter who we're playing tonight. We need to get back and play Cougar football and get the W.
Well, what do you got to do well tonight to get that win?
Well, we got to control the ball, and we have to take care of the ball. Last week we had, you know, two interceptions, and that's as many as Nick threw all of last year. So take care of the ball, eliminate penalties. Obviously, we have to tackle. We know we're going to be seeing a new tailback tonight. You know, Haven's back. He didn't play last week. I know he's had a bum ankle. So he's going to bring a new dynamic to the game tonight that we're going to have to take care of. Another good tailback we're going to have to wrap up on.
All right. Best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Back with more on the pregame show right after this on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. We're going to hear now from Paul James, the head coach of Cedar Rapids, Washington. He starts off talking about his defense from last week against Cedar Rapids Prairie.
I think they had six or seven three and outs out of nine possessions, you know, so that's good stuff. And the offense shot ourselves in the foot a few times. Would have liked to get in a couple more scores, but there were some good things. We had backs a couple times not read the hole exactly the way they should, and it turned into a loss of a few yards instead of a gain of a few yards. But, you know, I was happy with the way Brian Cundy played and communicated with his receivers and hooked up with them and completed passes. So, yeah, overall, we're happy with it, but we know we got to get a lot better.
We're talking about hooking up and passes. Drew Dostal was outstanding in that game. And Brian Cundy put the ball where it needed to be put.
Yeah, Brian's got a knack of throwing that long ball, and Drew's got deceptive speed and excellent hands. So it's a good combination.
Yeah, Malcolm did well, ball, and are we going to see the third running back tonight?
Yeah, we hope so. Haven Henningsen had sprained an ankle, so he's close to fully recovered now, so he should be able to get some carries tonight. And also, Cade Saylor is a wide receiver who will get some snaps tonight. He also sprained an ankle at about the same time, so he didn't play last week.
And you got a chance to put Orion Vance out there, and he looks like he's been waited 2 years to run that football.
Yeah, when the spotlights got on him, he really enjoyed carrying that rock, and so the more we can do that, the better.
And looked pretty good in his natural defensive linebacker position.
Definitely, yeah. He's one of the leaders, along with Rain, on that defense, and also Drew Dostal. You know, Malcolm's in there, but Rain and Orion are really tough kids.
Things you want to do better tonight. Obviously, overall, everything, but I'd imagine one thing is the punt game. Want to see that improve a little bit. Other things you want to see get better.
Well, we're hoping that we don't see any punts tonight on our part. So, but we did do some things with that, and there's a couple simple fixes to it, I think, in terms of technique on putting the ball. We do have something else in mothballs there, you know, if we need to use it. But having Drew back there puts a little pressure on people, not knowing whether we're going to punt or not. We just need to control the line of scrimmage. That's the big thing.
Well, Kennedy and Wash, you've had some barn burners here over the last several years anyway, and probably don't have to say a whole lot to get the kids motivated.
Yeah, and, you know, I can think back to way back when Greg Reed was coaching at Kennedy. You know, we've had games that were, you know, 3-point, 1-point, one touchdown games that never should have been for one team or the other, but you just throw the records out and you know, it's just always a highly competitive game between the two schools.
Well, what do the Warriors need to do well tonight?
Well, like I say, control the line of scrimmage. I think our passing game needs to be efficient tonight, and we need to show improvement in our running game, you know, whether it's blocking a little bit better or carrying the ball a little bit better. But, you know, that's the keys, I think.
And that is head coach Paul James. Let's join the Kennedy band facing the opposite direction. They will honor America with our national anthem. National anthem here from Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, and coming your way from the Bob Brooks press box as well on the Holmes Murphy pregame show as we get ready for ninth rated Kennedy and third rated Cedar Rapids Washington. Johnny, got to hear from both coaches there, and very similar veins from both Brian White and Paul James.
Yeah, talk about wanting to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage. I think we're going to have fireworks there. These two teams are going to come out, and their big uglies in the line are going to really try and get after each other. Another thing I'm surprised I didn't hear either of them mention was they've got to play the full 48 minutes at a high intensity, energy, and emotional level. Obviously, the emotions are going to be easy to come along with in this game. So maybe who can rein that in a little bit but still play at the high intensity level all 48 minutes, Scott?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the keys. And I think another big key is going to be up front. You mentioned the big uglies, as we like to call them. But these are two of the best lines in Class 4A, and something's got to give tonight between Wash and Kennedy.
It really will. Both teams have great skill players, so it is going to be incumbent on those linemen to take care of business. There's one other factor in this game tonight, and I know that the defensive coaches at Kennedy have been working on this all week long. What happens when the coverage to Drew Dostal for Washington is him out on an island by himself on the short side in the boundary, and then triple receivers all the way over on the other side? Because that's what ultimately burned the Prairie Hawks last week out at John Wall Memorial Field. What's Kennedy going to do? They're not going to go cover zero like Muscatine did. So are they going to bring over some help from a free safety or do some double teaming? It's going to be interesting to see that matchup, because that is a huge formation tendency as well as mismatch for the Warriors offensively if they can get it on the Kennedy Cougars.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, as a big, big crowd on hand here at Kingston Stadium. Two good student sections here. Probably going to be the biggest crowd. The only other one I think that can rival this will be Wash Jeff or Jeff Kennedy coming up in the waning weeks here, that we'll have both of those games. In fact, Wash Jeff's going to be on a Thursday night this year. Been a while since that has happened, but that's going to be the case coming up. But we've got Wash Kennedy to worry about here in this one tonight. Third member of our band here is Dennis Canuck. We'll go downstairs to him on the sidelines. He's patrolling, looks like, the near and west sideline, the Wash side here in the first half. And You're a 3-for-3 now so far, DK, with great weather, and welcome into a big game tonight.
Well, good evening, guys, and yeah, it is great to be out here again. The weather, in a word, perfect. I mean, you couldn't just ask for better conditions, whether you're a player, a coach, a parent, out here watching this game, or just a fan of the game. The weather is absolutely great. Something about rivalry games, guys, it just puts a little added buzz in the air, and you can feel it tonight between these two schools. Great crowd on hand, both sides, both the east and west stands, at least three quarters filled, if not more. The students have been packed in their seats for the better part of 45 minutes and chanting and yelling and back and forth. So this is what a rivalry game is all about. And besides that, we got two excellent football teams out here tonight going at it. So this is going to be a fun night. I'll be spending time on both sidelines throughout the evening. We'll get a word from both coaches at halftime, and we will be speaking with the victorious coach and a couple of players at the conclusion of the night. Right now at kickoff, about 68 degrees, a light wind out of the east, but absolutely perfect. One thing we will keep our eye on that reared its head last week, and that is the cramping situation, especially on the Warriors sidelines. At one point in last week's game against Prairie, guys, we had no fewer than about five players on the sidelines for Washington trying to work cramps out. So I'm going to guess they probably address that during the week, but we will certainly keep our eye on it on both sidelines throughout the evening. We'll be bringing reports throughout the evening's ball game. Guys, best place to be right now is on the sidelines because the weather is absolutely perfect. Back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you. As both teams are out onto the field turf at Kingston Stadium, Washington in their home blue uniforms with the white numbers trimmed in red, the white and red stripes, the white pants with the red and blue striping, and the red helmets. Kennedy, first time they brought out these new visiting uniforms. Not much different than last year's. White jerseys with the green numbers and the gray pants with the green helmets, as the captains will be meeting at the 50-yard line for the Cougars and the Washington Warriors here tonight. John, some of the keys we heard from the coaches. What are you looking at as we get ready for, I think right now, what is the best rivalry maybe in the metro area?
It certainly is, and it's rivaling some of the best in eastern Iowa at the 4A level anyway, too. But it is important tonight for both of these teams, number one, to play the full 48 minutes. And as Dennis said, that means taking care of your body and hydrating it so that you're not over laying down on the sideline with somebody pushing your toes down because your calves are all cramped up. We saw way too much of that last week, and it wasn't even really that warm or humid at that for a first week. You know, the old saying is they always make most improvement between game one and game two. Both of these teams need to get rid of the turnovers. They had far too many for their coaches' happiness last week. And so if they can play an error-free game in terms of turnovers, they both got to minimize penalties. Now, that's an obvious thing. Every team had too many on first week. There's not a coach anywhere in the high school level that didn't feel his team played a penalty-free game in the first week. I promise you that. So look for that to be a huge indicator tonight. Turnovers, penalties, field position could be big tonight. Now we're talking special teams, Scott. Both of these teams would like to play better on the special teams than they did last week, too. So who's going to make the fewest mistakes? I think this could very well come down to who's got the ball at the end. It could be an overtime game. Who knows? I just think that we're in for a real treat tonight. And both these teams are going to play with a high level of emotion. They're going to be putting their hearts on their sleeve because, as you said, they've played each other since they were little peewees down in the Pop Warner League.
Absolutely, and they play annually here in Class 4A. Alex Stone to kick it off from right to left. Kennedy will defend the south goal. And again, it's a crosswind from east to west. And back deep for the Warriors will be Drew Dostal, coming off that terrific game last week against Prairie. And the sophomore, Braden Wright. So there's a little change and a little wrinkle that Paul James will put out there. He'll be on the far side and Dostal on the near side. Wash Kennedy, third time in 12 months. They met twice a year ago, including the quarterfinals, and we're underway. And they'll kick it toward the sophomore. He'll run up, try to get it, muffed it loose, and it fallen on at the 14-yard line. by Parks McBride, and that's where the Warriors will put it into play. An angle kick right there, John, and Kennedy almost got that pigskin.
Yes, they did. Misplayed by the sophomore Wright, and fortunately for the Warriors, they kept a hold of the ball as one of the blocking backs came back and recovered it.
Brian Cundy is the quarterback, 5'11", 195-pound junior, 10 of 20 for 192 yards, two touchdowns and a pick last week. Connor Malcolm will get the start at tailback, 5'10", 175 and a senior. Ben Nassif will be the fullback, 5'10", 185 pounds and a senior. They'll run it on the eye with twin receivers to the right side. They'll run short side with it to Malcolm on a little delay and not much, maybe a yard. Johnson Mator was in there for the Cougars. They're going to give him a, well, we'll see where they spot it. It'll be at the 15. It'll be a gain of one. Up front for Washington, left tackle Andrew Todd, 270 and a junior. Left guard Peter Grubel, 240 and a senior. Jared Sherman, the junior center at 215. Gary Ault at right guard, 290 and a senior. Nolan Potter, 235 and a junior. Rain Weiland, the senior, tied in. But Bjornson and Dostal are the receivers. Quick out to Dostal on an island. Makes a man. Shake and bake move, tries to make him miss at the 15. Piled up as he gets to the 19-yard line. Gang tackling led by Chase Baker for Kennedy.
Naked wide receiver out pattern there. And if you want any evidence that Kennedy's defense worked on wrapping up and securing their tackles, there were three guys there immediately that swarmed to that ball and took him down.
Pape Campbell on the line for the Kennedy Cougars, also in there. At right side defensive end is Zach Packingham for Kennedy, playing without Garrett Kubovec tonight. Three receivers left. Dostal on an island with Chase Baker to the right. Cougar show blitz. Here they come. Picked up. They're going to run the fade down the right sideline. Overshot Dostal and incomplete. Johnson Mator was in there, and he put the pressure on Brian Cundy.
Well, there's the answer to my question in pregame. What are they going to do when Dostal's on the island into the boundary with Trips on the other side? They're going to put Chase Baker on him and let the dice be rolled.
And so far, so good.
No double coverage, but Chase Baker was right there. In fact, he was 3 yards downfield anticipating that fade pattern.
Now, Drew Dostal last week had some issues punting. The Warriors want to do that better. About 17 yards of punt, gets it away, and this one a much better kick. High and deep. Baker let it bounce, takes a Warrior hop inside the 30-yard line, and it's going to go all the way down to the 25. So there's a huge improvement for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Absolutely. And the inability for Kennedy to field that ball in the air, that's about another first down and a half that they gave up on the bounce. But Braden Wright kind of redeeming himself for that muffed kick return as he was downfield so quickly in Chase Baker's grill that Baker kind of got spooked a little bit there and then let that ball go.
First and 10, Kennedy. Nick Deere, the quarterback, the 6'2", 185-pound senior. They'll send two receivers to the top, to the right side, off the quick count. Deere to throw. McCarty in to provide protection. He's going to run it. Comes to the near side, 30, juke move, 35 to the 40. He's got a first down before he gets high load by Braden Wright and Rain Weiland along with Ben Nassif, but it's a first down run for the Cougar quarterback.
Well, and defensive coordinator Mo Blue is beside himself at the over pursuit that took all the blue and red jerseys over to the wide side of the field and allowed Deere to stop in his tracks, reverse his field of motion and come back and run down that Warrior sideline, run in front of Coach Blue.
I tell you what, Deere got a little dinged after that. And we'll see if he lets the running back take this one. Isaiah Maney is in there. They're going to send McCarty in motion. Low snap, McCarty on the end around. Warriors right there waiting for him. They're going to bring him down for a loss of about five all the way back to the 41-yard line.
Jet sweep. As soon as the handoff was made, there's Rain Weiland and a couple of other defenders right there to meet it.
Kennedy, receivers, Tyron Deere, younger brother of Nick, 5'10", 170 and a junior. Kai Jenkins, the 6'2", 175-pound junior. The tight end, Carter Crawl, 6'4", 205 and a senior. We'll see Peyton McCarty in the backfield. We'll see Isaiah Maney as well. Had a good debut last week, 6', 190-pound junior. And we may see them both in the backfield. McKennedy's going to go spread this time. Two receivers left and two to the right. Second down at 15. McCarty coming in motion. Penalty flag down, and that will kill the play. And we're going to have a little motion on Kennedy.
Jet sweep action, and the pass was going to go out into the flat to Jenkins, who had nobody out there blocking for him again. We usually see the wide receiver screen with some other blocking attempt out there stalking in that boundary area, but not on the first couple of plays for both these teams.
Going to be a five-yard penalty. Going to make it a second and 20 now for the Cougs. All the way back to the 36-yard line. We'll give you the Kennedy front in a moment and the Warrior defense as well. Clock starts up. Shotgun for Nick Deere. Here comes the blitz by Vance. They're going to run the middle screen and the pass incomplete. Thrown at the feet of Isaiah Mady. As Orion Vance was coming on one side, Parks McBride was coming on the other side.
You know, one of the things that Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator of Washington, loves to do is to just let Orion Vance go into the gap that he feels like he's going to be able to get into that backfield and create havoc immediately. And that screen pass was set up perfectly, except for the fact that Vance got through the A-gap on the right side so quickly that Deere had no recourse but to throw that ball on the ground.
Left to right, Coker, Maxwell, Moss, McGuire, and Murphy for Kennedy. Third and 20, three-man front. They'll keep it on the ground to McCarty. Up the middle, a little bit of a gain across the 40 and out to the 44, but going to be well short of the first down. After the gain of eight and after one first down, Kennedy will have to punt it away to Washington.
That was counter Trey, the left side guard and tackle pulling, which is a staple running play of Paul James and his Warrior offense.
Nick Deere to punt. Quick snap, rugby style kick, angling to the far side, end over end. Dostal, he muffed it, picked it up on the bounce at the 19. Breaks a shirt tackle, still on his feet, still trying to get something out of it, couldn't do it. Johnson Mador again down there on special teams, also down there for the Cougars. Kyle Stoddicker. So we're seeing big hitting already in this game.
Really, both teams just looking so much crisper than they did last week. But there again, you've got a game under your belt. You've had a chance to get chirped at by your coaches all week long. You've had a film to finally look at. Improvement just really showing through on both sides tonight.
And the Warriors are going to bring out, after missing last week, Haven Henningsen, 6 foot, 195-pound junior. He will go to the right side, but they're going to throw. Cundy, under pressure, stepping up, rolling to the near side. Being chased, throws on the run, threw it away. Trying to get it to McBride, incomplete. Sam Pape, who went from 66, he's got 99 back on this week. And he was in there to hurry that throw.
And regardless of what number he's wearing, he's doing his Dallas Jacobus impersonation as he just rolled Cundy there out of bounds, and that wasn't any fun at all for the Warrior quarterback.
Kennedy defensively. We're going to see Asa Campbell at the nose, Sam Pape, Packingham up front, Brock Remitko, and along with Cooper, the hybrids, Kaiser, Johnson Mator, who got hurt last week. Here's the quick out. Over the far side, caught at the 20-yard line, splitting defenders, and up to the 24. Ball came loose, but I think the officials are going to say it was down. And coming up with that catch for Washington was Davis. Or, I beg your pardon, it was Smith Allen.
Just some brutal tackling here on the Warrior receivers and backs here. And you know what Coach White would say? We're bringing the nasty tonight. That's his saying to his defense. Bring the nasty.
Smith Allen on the 5-yard pickup. Third down. Quick out the other way to Bjornson. Puts a little juke move on at the 25, but he's going to be hit and brought down short of the first down. Whole slew of Cougars over there. Chandler Pohl was over there along with Ben Saracen, who's in for the injured Garrett Kubovac.
Man, is this the same defense, the tackling ability that we saw last week against Muscatine? This is a different team tonight. They're just flying to the ball and wildly gang tackling in a vicious manner.
Two quick three and outs for Cedar Rapids, Washington. No score. Halfway home here in quarter number one. Nostal to punt on fourth down. Spiral kick, angling to the near side. Baker will let it bounce, picks it up on a hop. 28, comes to the 30, cuts it back to the near side to the 35, and Weiland twists him out of bounds right there. And Baker might have got a little shaken up there.
Well, these teams are both hitting each other so hard right now that it'll be fun when we throw it down to Dennis here at some point soon. I'm sure he's going to talk about the intensity of the collisions that are occurring.
7:09 to play. Quarter number one, no score between number three and number nine here in 4A. First down, Cougars. Near side hash mark. Counter give to McCarty. And not much. McBride pushes him back. I think we're starting to see the defenses snorting up now between these two teams. Rain Wyland was also there for the Warriors.
Back to that same counter tray, left guard, left tackle, which worked very well on the last series when they ran it, but Washington quickly adapting to some of those favorite running plays, and they were there immediately to gum that up.
So it'll be second down. Actually, it's going to be a loss of one, so second down and about 11. Hand off to Isaiah Mady, off tackle right. Short gain, about three. Out to the 38-yard line. And coming up with a stop for the Warriors was Billy Faulkner at the nose.
Well, this is not what Kennedy's running attack wants to have. They don't like looking out there. Brian White doesn't like seeing third and seven. They like seeing something like maybe third and two.
Well, you're behind the chains. The new verbiage in football. Off the quick count, Deere rolling to the right, being chased by Thomas. Throws the right sideline, batted in the air, incomplete. Braden Wright was over there on defense for Washington, and it's going to be a Kennedy three and out.
Yep, defense is really taking care of business for both of these teams tonight. Special teams doing their job too right now, but this will be the second punt on the night for the Kennedy Cougars.
They'll punt it from the far hash mark. Deer at the 38. Dostal will drop. Another rugby-style kick. Gets it out of there. End over end. Dostal runs up. Makes the catch at the 25. Comes to the near side. Got a block. To the 30. Breaks a tackle. He's on the loose. 40. Got a great block. 50. But a penalty flag down. He's got to come back on a block in the back as he takes it all the way down to the Cougar 36. But two flags were there, John.
Yep. Somebody really got Johnson Mator, who was in the process of getting a beat right there on Dostal and would have wrapped him up. But this will definitely be coming back. And if it's from the spot of those flags, it's going to go back into the Kennedy 30-ish yard.
Yeah, about the 31, I think. Going to be a block in the back on the Warriors after the punt, or on the return, I should say. That was a beauty.
Just keep Drew Dostal wrapped up. That's what the coaches are for Kennedy are thinking. Whenever he gets a pass thrown to him, whenever he returns a kickoff or a punt, you gotta wrap him up because he's such a strong multi-sport competitor that he will find a way for the Warriors.
So it'll be put into play at the 36-yard line after the 10-yard penalty. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout going to be taken here by Kennedy defensively. So the Cougars will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:42 to play here in the opening quarter. No score, Kennedy and Washington. We will take a timeout and come back to Kingston after this on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back at Kingston Stadium as Washington will get set to put it in play and scrimmage from the 36 for the third time tonight in this scoreless game.
Boy, and as both teams are lined up on the line of scrimmage, Coach Brian White for Kennedy is out almost at the hash marks trying to get the ear of one of the side judges.
Cougar backfield, Terrell Jordan at one corner, Chase Baker at the other, Jesse Price, who had two picks last week. He is the safety. On first and 10 from the 36, split backs, Cundy straight back to throw, deep drop, has time, going deep, down the middle, going for Malcolm, Baker going for the pick, incomplete, contact, no call, play on, and Chase Baker is injured again. And it'll be second and 10, but quickly. The Kennedy training staff, Lynn Groth, and others coming out to take a look at Chase Baker. This would be a huge loss for the Cougars, John.
Yeah, I think that maybe we should throw it down to Dennis Canuck here because he was right in front of that pass.
All right, Dennis, we'll throw it down to you at about the 20-yard line. You had a good eyeball on that one.
Yeah, it, guys, I did. It happened right in front of me down here, and I think Chase Baker came great protection on the pass to break it up, but he came down awkwardly on his left foot, and that is what the trainers are taking a look at. He is back on his feet, which is good news, and he is walking under his own power back off the field. We'll keep our eye on that, but I think he came down awkwardly and maybe sprained or turned that left ankle, guys. So probably going to get some tape job done over on the sideline. We'll keep our eye on 22 and keep you updated back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Second down and 10. Warriors so far, 6 passes, 3 runs.
Using Drew Dostal as a decoy on that one and bringing the back out of the backfield on the streak pattern.
Here's Orion Vance at fullback in front of Malcolm. He'll be the blocker. Handoff on the counter. Malcolm, good cut back out to the 40. Got hit hard, but falls ahead to the 41 for a gain of about 5. Remitko was in there along with Pape. Teron Deere playing a little defense tonight as well.
Yeah, there's the Warrior counter, Trey, and the entire right-hand side of the defensive line for Kennedy just collapsed on that.
Gain of about 6. We'll call it third down and a long 4. Warriors looking for their first third down conversion. Cougars showing blitz out of the eye. Here is the counter give. Malcolm off the left side. Cuts it outside. Back to the middle. 45 and spins his way to a first down. He'll get it to about the 48. And that was the problem last week. Missed tackles for Kennedy. They missed about 2 there.
Well, they had some. Washington had some great blocking on that. That was counter, Trey, again, but to the opposite side of the field. So they're testing right now to see which of the defensive linemen for the Kennedy Cougars defense are going to stay in their blocks and take on these counter trays.
Quick out. Caught on the far side and nothing doing. Big hit on Bjornson. No, check that. Not Bjornson. That was Cade Saylor, the junior. And Paul James said we would see Cade Saylor tonight.
Boy, and he got a rude welcoming to receptions there by Johnson Mader, who came out and stood him up and then put him on his back.
Second down and 10. Completion goes for Zip. Saylor to the right side along with Drew Dostal. I formation and a tight end to the right on second and 10. Four-man front. Here is the toss to Malcolm. Tries to cut to the inside and gets into Kennedy territory down to the 48 for a pickup of about 4.
Man, the hitting is just vicious in this game. There are helmets and shoulder pads being snapped. I'm guessing if we weren't up in this press box, you would hear pads popping as loud as you've ever heard them. We'll have to next time we catch up with Dennis, we may have to have him comment to us on that.
Yeah. I love it.
This is just old-fashioned rock 'em, sock 'em, put your helmet down and run into somebody football.
Saylor and Dostal wide to the left side, third down and 7. Play clock down to 10. No score. 3.5 to play, first quarter. Cougars show blitz, and they jumped offside. Good job by Brian Cundy. It's going to turn it into about a 3rd-and-1 now.
Washington quarterbacks are always great at a hard count when they need it. And Asa Campbell jumped on that. But in defense of nose guards, that is so hard. When you've got a great quarterback that's got a super, super good hard count, so hard to keep from pulling that trigger.
Third down and 1. Kennedy was bringing the blitz last time, not showing it right now. Third and short. They'll give it to Orion Vance. Pounds the left side. Still on his feet. Breaking tackles. First down. Price with the stop. But not before he gets to the 32-yard line and a gain of 11.
Well, we saw this last week. Just the quick dive handoff. Or in some cases, they'll run the trap in there too. That was just a quick hitting dive. And Orion Vance has got fullback body lean like an old Hempstead quarterback or fullback. He does, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
His shoulder pads and helmets are so far out in front of his feet, it's crazy.
Bob Timmerman would love to coach Orion Vance. On first down, Vance will be the blocker for Malcolm. 30, 25, twist, still on his feet at the 20, breaks a tackle and all the way inside the 10 and down to the Kennedy 9-yard line. On a run of 23, first and goal Warriors.
There's that offensive line that Coach Paul James has been crowing about all camp. And on that, that was the power play where the fullback kicks out the defensive end, and then there's double teaming down by the guard and tackle, and they just wiped out the linebacking core for Kennedy.
Five carries, inside handoff, Vance this time, and Johnson Mator brings him down right at the point of attack. Good defensive play, and he's first one I've seen in two games to get Vance down up high.
It's not easy to do, especially when you hit him high. And even when you go down low, Orion Vance's thighs are so incredibly strong, and when he's got that body lean with the upper torso and he keeps those big thighs churning, it's very difficult. I mean, how are you going to bring him down? You got to have help's the answer.
Going to have a Washington timeout here on second down and goal at the 9. Down to 2:19 to play here in the first quarter. Scoreless game, but Washington in the red zone. They're on the move as the Warriors will have a second and goal coming up at the 9-yard line. And well, we got a moment. We'll throw it down to Dennis real quick. John's loving this football. This is hard hitting. This is slobber knocking football, man.
Well, John should love it. He's a former defensive coordinator, and there's a lot of hard hitting going on down here. One observation, guys, on the Kennedy side of things. Last week we saw Johnson Mador go out of the game with a concussion. He's back in, and he is a difference maker on that defense. He is putting some licks on people, as you called his number a few times. On the Washington side, they are starting to get real physical on the offensive line and starting to control things down here, guys. This second 9 is going to be a real interesting couple of plays here to see what Washington tries to do back upstairs.
I'm going to put Vance in a slot right, tight end left, with Saylor out to the left and Dostal flanked out to the right side. One setback, and that is Connor Malcolm. Short drop. They'll throw the slant. Caught at the 2, rolling into the end zone. Touchdown, Saylor. Second catch of the year, first touchdown reception, and the Warriors are up 6-0.
Shades of Marvin McNutt winning the game in Michigan State right there.
Absolutely.
That was just a perfectly executed slant pass.
And Brian Cundy had something on it there. And the Warriors strike first, 6-0, with Andrew Hammer coming on to try to tack on the extra point. 2:14 to play here in quarter number 1. And here's the extra point try on its way, and it splits the uprights. So the Warriors strike. And they take it 64 yards in just over 3 minutes. Pretty good drive right there, John.
Very impressive drive for Washington's offense. That is about as good as you can get, mixing the pass and the run. And it was all set up by two very well-executed counter trays, one to the right, one to the left. And that's where the offensive line for Washington just decided, it's time for us to take over. We can take care of neutralizing the 3-down linemen if we can scrape off and get to the linebackers. And that's why they had success running the ball in that, because the linebackers were neutralized on the combo blocks where the tackles are scraping off and getting into the linebacking core for Kennedy.
So Wash leads at 7-0. Elsewhere, Xavier has struck first quarter. They lead Linmar tonight 7-0. Good to see Xavier back with a Metro team.
Yes, it is.
Good to see that. I think you're going to see more of that in the next two-year cycle as well.
And I know that the athletic director at Linmar is going to be happy with the concessions.
Absolutely. The brand, Mr. Brown, in his first go-round for a home football game. Warriors up 7-0. It'll be Hammer to kick it away from left to right. And Kennedy back deep will send Kai Jenkins on the far side and Peyton McCarty, or near side, and McCarty on the far side. Here's the approach and the kick. And before that, we don't have an official back there yet. They didn't give them the ready to play yet. We haven't seen that too much.
Yes, and the sideline official is now properly in place, and so we can go back and try this again without the whiff air kick.
Almost had a Charlie Brown moment.
Yes,
there.
We did. And nobody pulled it out from under him.
No, we did not. So Hammer will try it again. to Jenkins and McCarty. Good speed back there for the Cougars. Here's the kick, end over end to the near side. Jenkins at the 5, 10, 15, little stutter move, little opening, 20, 25, pushed ahead to the 30 and down right there. Keon Smith-Allen, one of the Warriors, to get him. And also Nick Bjornson on the stop for Washington.
Good return right up the middle of the field, kind of a modified wedge attack that did its job.
7-0 Washington. Kennedy with the first and 10 on the 30-yard line. Deer under center this time. They'll run it out of the I formation. Jenkins in motion right to left. And the handoff left side. Mady trying to get to the corner and got his feet taken out from under him. After a gain of about 5 by Ben Nassif, he'll mark it at the 35-yard line. And Mady's first run of the night. He had a great night last week. Just under 100 yards. He had 22 rushes for 98 yards.
Yes. He really did come off of the bench there and provide some well-needed relief. He was a spark plug last week.
7-0 Washington. With 95 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Listening to high school football tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids. Hand off, same play. Mady right side, got the corner. 40, 45, 50 into Warrior territory. And dives ahead to the Wash 42-yard line.
Boy, the offensive line for Kennedy now just firing off the ball, as we saw the Warrior line do on their last possession. But on that particular run, he bounced it to the outside and the wide side of the field, and then there was no containment whatsoever for Wash's defense. And so he was just off to the races right in front of his own home sideline.
And they caught Wash in an inside blitz there. That helped as well to get that outside. First and 10 from the 42 of Washington. Kennedy trying to tie it up. Hand off, Mady kicks it to the outside and loses ground. Great defensive play for Washington. Coming up and making the stop was Travis Metzger. As Metzger in there.
Metzger also a sophomore.
5'10", 185-pounder.
Not too many sophomores come up to a Washington team and start on the defense, do they?
No. Nope.
That's how good that young man is.
But two of them this year. Give me that Wash defense in a moment. Second down, called 11 after the loss of one. Warriors play that 3-5-3. Outside blitz by Vance. Deer under pressure, throws behind the intended receiver and almost intercepted off the deflection. Tried to get it to Sam Pape, and it was volleyballed around in there, and then almost coming up with the pick was Seth Samrah.
Deer really had to hurry that throw, and so he put a little bit more mustard on it than Pape was probably expecting, and Pape just did not. Pape looked like he had a little bit of lineman's hands there for a second while he juggled that.
Weiland, Faulkner, McBride up front. Metzger and Malcolm, the Rovers. Nassif, Samrah, Vance. We'll see a lot of Ian Thomas as well. Ty Johnson, Braden Wright, the corners. Drew Dostal, the safety. Third and 11. Warriors coming with a blitz. Shotgun. Deer setting up the middle screen. Mady, and he got buried. Hello, and that was Metzger again. But a penalty flag on the far side. We'll see what that's about.
Yeah, this is going to be procedure, but it will be declined.
Warriors, if it's on Kennedy, will take the result of the play. Two big sticks by Travis Metzger. Going to be procedure. I think might have been somebody lined up in the wrong spot.
Now, I think what it was, Scott, was the wide receiver on the far sideline for Kennedy. He actually shuffled his feet just a little bit before the play started. And you can't do that. You've got to stay set for a count.
Now, will Kennedy punt on the Warrior 45? Remember, Deer is the punter. It is a 4th and 13, though. Warriors will send Dostal back as we have come to the end of the first quarter. After one in this top 10 4A non-district metro battle, number 3, Cedar Rapids, Washington. 7, number 9, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, nothing. And we'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Kanak back with you at Kingston Stadium. 7-0 lead for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Kennedy with a fourth down to start quarter number two at the Washington 45, fourth and 13. And Deere is going to tuck it under. He's going to try to get to the corner. He's not going to make it. Warriors are right there waiting for him. It's going to be a loss of about eight. Wash is going to get excellent field position.
Boy, that just never had a chance to develop as the whole left side of wide side of the field that he was running towards just collapsed under the pressure of the Warriors.
And Ben Nassif was right there, and Washington's going to get great field position. That's a big play in this game so far.
Sure is. They just came off of the first score of the night here, leading 7-0, and now they've got the short porch on the Kennedy 47.
First and 10, Washington, as John mentioned, up 7-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Cundy rolling to the left side on first down. He's looking to pass. Throws a bullet left side, caught by Bjornson at the 35. Turns it up. Jordan makes a tackle on the 31, but it's a pickup of 16 and a Wash first down.
Boy, and that's that nice little play action, pick play reception that they always go to when they need to get a first down. In that case, they didn't really, there wasn't a key situation, but Cundy just made that look easy.
He's got a really, really strong arm. On first down, the handoff up the middle and angling right.
Henningsen.
Haven Henningsen's first varsity carry, I believe.
I believe that's right, too, and he looked very comfortable. Got very quick feet, and he followed his blocks, which is what one of the Paul James keys to the game was.
We'll go down to Dennis after this play. He'll have an update for us. Second down and four. We'll call it a little less than four here for the Washington Warriors. Wide side of the field to the left. Twins that way. Cundy with a long count. Give to Nassif, the fullback, and he's close to a first down before he is brought down by Ben Saracen and Johnson Mator. Let's go down to Dennis on the sidelines.
Guys, quick update. Chase Baker came out of the game earlier with that twisted ankle on that pass breakup. He is not back in the game in the defense for Kennedy, and Washington recognized that and went to his side of the field right away. So something to keep your eye on back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Third and short, third down a half a yard. 7-0 Warriors. Long count. Down to 7 on the play clock. Counter give. Haven Henningsen tripped up, and I don't know. He didn't get there. Far side official, John, going to mark him short. Michael Kaiser coming up and taking the legs out from underneath him.
That's power again, where the fullback tries to kick out the defensive end. That was run with such great success on the last series for the Warriors. But, as you said, Michael Kaiser came up and just blew that up from the very get-go.
And here comes Mr. Orion Vance in. Warriors are going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to get the ball.
Well, he's either going to be the lead blocker or they're going to give it to him. It's down to 6 in the play clock.
This is just going to be fullback dive, I'm promising you.
Warriors going to have to hurry. Down to 2, down to 1. They did not get the playoff.
Wow.
No, they got the timeout, though. Washington did get the timeout. And so they'll come to the sideline here. We'll go over the top 10s. Try to find some scores for you coming up at the break as well, John, as we get into week number 2.
Oh, we got some great matchups tonight. How about both those Iowa City schools and the matchups they've got? West High and Muscatine, a couple of what I think should be top 10 teams. Is Iowa City West this week?
They are not.
They are not. I think they should be myself.
They are 11th if they went out that far.
And then City High and Pleasant Valley. That's got to be a dandy matchup, too. Not to mention Sol and Regina down in Iowa City. Wow, Iowa City's kind of the hub of some great games tonight.
We got that one on our South Gym, 106.3 FM with Alex Kuhn, Regina, and Solon. Fourth down and a yard. Not quite a full yard here. After one quarter total yardage, Washington 72 yards, Kennedy 49 yards. Vance will line up in front of Henningsen for the Warriors on fourth down. They're going to sneak it, and getting it easily is Cundy. He'll have the first down. How about that? You bring in the big guy, and you trick him.
Here's the three guys that made that sneak work. Peter Grubel, left guard. Jared Sherman, center. Gary Ault, right guard. Man, that's some good, good protection if you're a quarterback.
First and 10 in the red zone at the Kennedy 19. Bjornsson and Dostal to the left side. On first down, Cundy back to throw. Has time, now being chased. Now he's going to tuck it under and run to the 20-yard line and then gets plastered by Johnson Mator. And going to be a loss of about a yard. Won't be a sack because he took off and started running with it.
That was some downfield coverage by the secondary of Kennedy that made it very tough on Cundy. Had really no choice but to either throw that out of bounds or try and run the ball. Lost about a yard.
You know how big Johnson Mador is for Kennedy? He had 11 plays last week and had four tackles. Second down and 11. Cundy this time rolling to the right side. Stops. Throws short, incomplete. Great coverage over there. And trying to get it over there on the far side to Dostal.
Chandler Pohl, I believe, on that. Yep. Just right there. That either gets picked off or goes incomplete into the ground.
And Cundy did the right thing.
Yes, he did. I actually think on the play-action passes where Cundy rolls out, even though he's a right-handed passer, he seems more comfortable when he's running and going to his left.
6 for 10 tonight for one touchdown at 36 yards. Warriors with a third down. They're 2 out of 5 on conversions tonight. Down to 7 on the play clock. Third down and long. Blitz coming from the outside. Cundy sidesteps one. Runs left, throws end zone, incomplete. Tried to get it to Rain Weiland, the tight end, and Cougars had Terrell Jordan over there. Their junior corner had good coverage. Jesse Price is helping out as well.
Dennis Canock was talking with us before the game started about what a good secondary Kennedy has, and it was really on display here in this particular series as the field goal unit for Washington lines up.
Hammer's going to come out for a 37-yard attempt. Out of the hold of Cundy. Good snap. Placed down. Kick on its way. Plenty of distance. But he hooked it. No good. Just hooked it left. Hammer missed one last week. Plenty of distance, but missed that one off to the left.
Yeah, he had plenty of distance and plenty of height. He could have made that from at least another 20 yards back from where they were, but just off to the left.
So the remains a 7-0 lead, and Kennedy dodges a bullet there.
Sure did. That possession, remember, for Washington was taken over inside Kennedy territory, and to come away without even a field goal, that's a win for the Cougars.
So it'll be first down for Kennedy. Teron Deere out to the right side, one receiver, Jenkins to the left. They keep it on the ground to Maney, pushing the pile ahead, and gets about four out to the 24-yard line. Faulkner tripped him up. Dostal came up from a safety. And Connor Malcolm also helping out. So a second down, long 6 coming up here for Kennedy. 8 coming up on 8 minutes to play here in the first half. And Washington, number 3 over number 9, Kennedy, 7-0. Wide side of the field to the right off the quick count. They'll run short side to Maney. Hit, push down. Travis Metzger again.
Mm-hmm.
What a night that young man is having.
Yeah, remember that name. He's only a sophomore, folks. And Ben Nassif up there plugging the hole, doing the dirty work for Metzger to come and clean up.
Here's Kennedy's bugaboo tonight, John. They're 0 for 3 on third down tries tonight.
They just haven't moved the chains at all, and they haven't put themselves in good third down conversion situations, Scott. How many times tonight have they been like third and seven, yep, third and eight?
Behind the chains all night, behind schedule. Slot right, Jenkins coming in motion left to right. Long count, Deer back to throw. It steps up in the pocket, throws intercepted at the 38-yard line. Here comes Wright. He's got running room, and he's going to go. The young sophomore. How about Wright Metzger? The kiddie core taking over for the Warrior defense.
Nick Deer felt the pressure back in the pocket, stepped forward, but knew he was going to get hit from behind if he didn't deliver the ball. Threw an errant pass downfield, and Wright stepped in front of it, and there was nobody, and I mean nobody, to match his speed. Short 30-yard jaunt into the end zone untouched.
38 yards on the interception return by Braden Wright. And Washington leads it 13 to nothing. And it will be Andrew Hammer, just had that 37-yard field goal go astray. He will come in to try to tack on the extra point. And Wash looking strong early on. Here is the kick. It's up and good. 7:02 to play here in the first half. Warriors strike with the defense. 14-0 Washington. We'll take a 30-second timeout if we can. 30-second break. Come back for the kickoff after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. I know it's only week two, John, but this is by far the biggest offensive possession for the Kennedy Cougars of the year.
Yes, it is. Down 14 to nothing here with yet 7 minutes in the second quarter. They've got to find a way to answer. And if nothing else, get the ball downfield on a long, sustained march and maybe get a field goal with something on the board. But they've got to keep the ball out of Wash's hands right now.
Here is a kick by Hammer, end over end, and it's going to go into the end zone. And Kennedy will scrimmage from the 20-yard line.
Well, this is one of the hardest things for an offense to do, Scott, is to come right back out on the field after you've thrown the pick six, because you are a little demoralized, you're a little embarrassed, you feel a huge momentum shift, and now you've got to come back and find the wherewithal between your ears and in your chest to get that kind of hubris back and come out and put some pounding on people. We'll see what Kennedy's do, how they react.
Packingham into the game, wide to the right side, McCarty to the right side as well. He'll start in motion. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, turns it up at the hash marks, and gets pounded. Ben Nassif just launching himself. And it'll be a gain of two at the 22-yard line for Peyton McCarty.
You know, I'll tell you what, Ben Nassif is not the biggest guy in the world. He's 5'10 and probably a generous 185 listing in there, but he plays so much bigger at his lineback position and fullback, don't forget fullback, than his size indicates. He is just a warrior in every sense of the word.
Second down. Short eight for Kennedy. Here's the counter. Mady swallowed up in the backfield. Metzger again. Faulkner there. Nassif there. Right now, blue shirts are winning the line of scrimmage. Plus, yeah, they just got more bodies than Kennedy.
You know what they're doing? They're just pinning their ears back because they know that Kennedy has to run the ball for their offensive identity. And so what they're doing is they're just teeing off right now. There's no line surge for the white shirts from Kennedy right now. The momentum is all squarely in Wash's favor at this point.
5:50 to play, first half, 14-0 Washington. As they lead, Kennedy. I formation, Pape the fullback. Throwing Deer, rolling far side, chased by Faulkner, throws up field, diving attempt incomplete. Try to get it over on the far side to Kai Jenkins. And Braden Wright right there.
Man, third and seven, third and eight, third and ten. That's just been the cloud that Kennedy's offense has been living under this first half.
Deer is 1 of 5 for minus 1 yards and one interception tonight.
Not the kind of start that Brian White was looking for. And now as Deer goes back to punt this ball, the receivers for Washington lining up almost at midfield.
Deer to punt. One step, gets it away. Pretty good kick, kind of a sidewinder. Dostal has room, collects it at the 36. Got a block, 40 up the middle, 45 to the 50. Twists into Kennedy territory and brought down by Ben Saracen and Terrell Jordan. I believe that was Saracen, or it was 29, Hunter Jeffrey at the Kennedy 46. And again, short porch for the Warriors.
Yeah, second possession in a row that the Warrior offense is going to come out with the short field. And Kennedy's defense now, I don't like what I'm seeing here, Scott. I see a lot of guys for Kennedy with hands on their hips right now. That's one of those little telltale signs that, you know, you're not on the balls of your feet and ready to attack somebody.
First down, Washington. From the Kennedy 46, wide side of the field to the left. Shotgun, Cundy to throw. Blitz coming, throws the middle, it is caught. Good catch over there, right in the middle of the field by Smith Allen. He's got a first down. And he'll take it down to the Cougar 31-yard line for a gain of 15. His second catch of the night for 20 yards. Hurry up offense. Here's the quick out. Caught by Jorgensen. Stock blocks in front of him. Kicks it to the sideline and out of bounds. They'll mark him out at about the 27. Gain of 4, maybe 5. In fact, they'll mark it up at the 26.
Warriors in a hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage and call the next play. They know momentum's on their side right now. They can feel Kennedy reeling, and they want to exploit that.
Linmar getting back into it. Down 14-10 in the second quarter against Xavier. Pass batted in the air. Backwards high, about 20 yards, and it's incomplete. Zach Packingham knocked that one down from Brian Cundy.
Packingham 6'3", and when he gets his arms up, that's tough to throw over. I don't care how tall you are as a quarterback.
Warriors stepping on the gas pedal here a little bit, John, with the no huddle.
Yeah, they really sense that they can drive the dagger home here if they get this ball in the end zone. And I'd prefer to see them slow down and just take a little deep breath between plays, but they're not doing that.
Trips to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground. Stop and go move. Connor Malcolm gets to the 25, pushing that pile ahead. Johnson Mator on the bottom.
It's not going to be enough for a first, though.
No, it's going to be about 3 yards short. Gave him a really nice spot, though. Up to about the 23 almost.
Paul James, right above us in the press box, is seeing something that maybe you are sensing something from his offense that maybe you and I aren't aware of, and that's why he wants them to hurry up and just keep this play count rolling.
4.5 to play, 14-0 Washington.
Big fourth down, no field goal unit on the field.
Warriors are going to go for it. Bjornson out to the far side, Dostal, Smith, Allen, and Wash is going to use a timeout. With 4:19 to play, and there was some confusion there along the Washington sideline.
Yes, and that is, according to the scoreboard, they are now out of timeouts for this half.
Yeah, that'll do it for Washington. And perhaps another reason why the Warriors were going in the no huddle right there. 14-0 Washington, scoring one offensive touchdown, one defensive touchdown. Let's go down to Dennis on the near side.
Guys, you mentioned Washington going to the no-huddle offense. One observation down here is they recognize a very tired Kennedy defense that's been on the field a lot, and I think they are really trying to put their foot on the accelerator and see if they can put a third touchdown up here on the board, and so they're doing everything they can to tire out a very fatigued Kennedy defense back upstairs.
That's a good point, Dennis. Thanks. Fourth down, long two. Warriors going to go for it. Spread look, three right. Sailor to the left. One setback is Malcolm. Blitz coming. Stepping up. Under pressure. Cundy got away from Johnson Mator. Still on his feet. Throws in the run and trying to get it to Bjornson, but incomplete. I don't know how Brian Cundy got out of there, and he's getting up a little slow, and he's walking off limping.
Yeah, he tried to make something out of nothing on that. But in the end, when he delivered the ball downfield, Michael Kaiser came up, wrapped him up, and spun him down. And there was a little bit of an awkward twist in the ankle and foot region there for Cundy, who's now being attended to as he comes off the sideline. Trainer for Washington right over there in his helmet.
They'll get that taken care of.
Yeah, he's going right back to the bench limping as the trainer is addressing him immediately. Looking at that ankle right now.
Austin Moss over the ball at center for Kennedy. First and 10 Cougars as they dodge a bullet there, but still down 14 to nothing. Shotgun snap, Deer fakes, under pressure, thrown down rudely by Rain Weiland. Way back at the 17-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 7.
The deepest receiver downfield for Kennedy, Sam Pape. I'll have to look at that scheme and see if I can try and make sense of it, because initially I don't find any rhyme or reason there.
Second down, 17 for Kennedy. First down has not been Kennedy's friend. Washington has owned first down tonight with their defense. And that defense has been outstanding in this one. Second down and long. Counter give. Isaiah Mady. Little stop and go move. Oh, ooh. Picked up and pushed back. Ben Nassif and also in there for Washington. That was Eric. Was that Eric Eckhart, number 2?
Yes, it was.
That just was a forearm tackle.
Yeah, a vicious tackle as he just lowered his shoulders, pads, and helmet right into the belt and picked him up and drove him backwards onto his keister.
Warriors with no timeouts, though, remember, John. So Kennedy's going to try to use up a lot of this play clock. It's down to 9, 2:48 on the big clock, remaining first half. 14-0 Washington. Pape out of the backfield. He'll go slot left. Shotgun snap. Deer, deep drop. Throws middle screen. Low incomplete. This Warrior defense is just flying around everywhere.
That's going to bring the punt team back out yet again for Kennedy.
Let's go down to Dennis real quick before the punt.
Warrior quarterback Brian Cundy came off limping on that last series, guys. They took a look at his right knee. He's fine. He's back up. I believe you'll see him right back in the ball game as the Warriors take possession of the football.
Here's the kick, low end over end. Dostal on a couple hops, 35-yard line. Coming to the right side. Got a block, got another, 45-50. Penalty flag down, and then Dostal down. And Saracen with a good form tackle at the 43, but this is probably coming back.
Yeah, this is the second time tonight that Dostal's had a very nice sideline return, only to be negated by probably another block in the back or a hold yet.
50-yard punt. Pretty good return of about 15 before the penalty flag reared its ugly head. Those rugby kicks, you can get some length on them, but they tend to be low.
They are low, and they just scare the dickens out of me, because Rain Weiland came in on that particular one, and he was within about 6 inches of getting a hand on that ball.
14-0 Washington. And the Warriors will have it back.
Well, Paul James is going to go into the halftime locker room here, regardless of what happens on this possession, and feel very good about his defense and his offensive line play.
Cougars showing blitz. Here they come on first down. Here's a handoff. Henningsen tries to spin away, and he'll lose about a yard. Good defensive surge there by the Cougars. Coker and Johnson Mator was in there. Going to be a loss of a yard for Haven Henningsen.
Well, as Dennis talked about, a lot of tired Cougar defenders out there. Almost 6-7 of their guys standing with hands on their hips, waiting for the offensive wash to come out of the huddle.
Under 2 to play first half. One receiver left, one to the right. Handoff second back through. Henningsen again wrapped up by Saracen. And Kennedy has 2 timeouts left. Not taking one right now. And it'll be 3rd down and 10. We're down under 90 seconds to play here in the first half.
Yeah, and they're taking every opportunity to let the play clock go right now, too, as they just very deliberate getting the play call in.
Going to talk to Paul James going into halftime here with Dennis Canuck. He's already in position. Two receivers to the left. Back to throw is Brian Cundy. Rolling to the left side. Being chased. Gets away from run. Throws on the run. Almost intercepted. Jordan got a great jump on it. Deflected it. And almost picked off by Michael Kaiser.
That play action passing where Cundy rolls out to his left, even though he's a right-handed quarterback, really worked well for them in this first half. That, however, was a pass that probably should not have been thrown where it was and maybe should have gone just into the first row of the seats.
1 minute remaining here in the first half. Dostal to kick. Kai Jenkins this time. Baker, remember, was dinged up for Kennedy. Low kick, angling away from Jenkins. We'll take a sideways bounce. And we'll roll dead right at the 30-yard line. 35-yard punt, no return. And it will be first and 10 for Kennedy. Two timeouts left in 50 seconds. But down 14-0 here. Not sure how creative you get right here.
Yeah, I think Paul James is going to probably be working his way out of the press box to talk with our Dennis Canuck. And Paul's going to be feeling very, very good about his defense and what Mo Blue's defensive coordinator efforts were here in the first half. And then he's going to probably have some big shout-outs to his offensive line as well.
Especially at first down. His defense has done great. High formation, handoff, Mady. Trying to kick it outside, not much. Back to the line, and that is it. Travis Metzger, again, right there on the stop.
And as you've said, all too many times for Washington fans, for Kennedy fans, there's just nothing on first down.
It's been second down at 10 all night, or right around there for Kennedy. As the Cougars line up, could be the final play of the first half. Mady, tail the tandem in the eye, and he'll get it. Running behind, Pape. Up the middle, Rain Weiland on the stop after a gain of about 4. And that should take us to the end of the first half. Kennedy will not stop the clock. We're going to have a 14-0 Warrior lead here at halftime. Washington up 14-0. We'll get to the halftime show coming up in just a little bit. Try to get some scores for you here at halftime. Take a look at the top 10 matchup schedules for the classes, some of the top games around. All that coming up here at the halftime break. And maybe even talk a little college coming up tomorrow as well. As Paul will make his way down there and Dennis will corral him. As the Warrior Band getting ready for their halftime performance. As they are lined up in the south end zone. As the Warriors lead it here at the halftime break by a score of 14-0. As high school football again tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Tom Chalstrom, Dan Hillers, everybody at First Federal for helping out as Paul is making his way down there. The gate is open, and we'll get a word with the veteran head coach for the Washington Warriors. And Dennis, we'll throw it down to you with Coach James.
Coach, where do we start? You're up 2 scores. You've got to be pleased with the defense, especially. I guess we'll start there. Up 2 scores.
Think pretty intense defensively. We just got to keep it up.
You're controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, especially in that second quarter. You really took over.
Yeah, and again, it's like if we want to have a chance, we got to do it the whole game long.
2 young sophomores playing pretty well for you, too, on both on the defense side of the ball, a pick six. You got to be very proud of what you're seeing with a relatively inexperienced group.
Yep. You know, and we talked to him about improving from week one, and so far we're seeing that. We just got to keep it up.
All right, Coach, good luck. Guys, Paul James very anxious to get into his locker room, even though he's up 2 scores, a lot to address with his football team, but he has to be very happy with what he's seen so far with a very dominant Washington team here 14-0 at the half back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Paul wanted to get to that locker room quick.
Well, here's what I would say concerning that. 14-0 is a nice lead to go in with, but Paul James has been doing this as long or longer than any head coach in the 4A level in the state, and he knows that the game is far, far from over. Secondly, I will tell you that we called the game at Prairie last week where Washington went into the Prairie gym lockers and came out with the lead, by the way, and they came out in the third quarter, and they sleptwalked through the entire third quarter, Scott. You remember that?
Yep.
And they finally woke up towards the end of the third quarter, and then they took care of business in the fourth, and they secured the victory. But I'm guessing that he wants to remind his team that this is not a 24-minute game, which is what they've played to this point. It is a 48-minute game, and there's two more 12-minute quarters ahead that he wants maximum emotion, efficiency, energy, and execution for.
Halftime, 14-0, Cedar Rapids, Washington over Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back, talk halftime with you after this on KGYM Sports.
With AT&T and DirecTV, I get access to tons of college football almost anywhere I want from my phone or tablet. It comes in handy when my wife makes plans for us on game days. Today we're bird calling.
Caw-caw! Here, bird!
My favorite part of bird calling is watching college football. Now I can experience the majesty of nature and keep up with all things college football all season long with AT&T and DirecTV.
AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Content channels and functionality vary by TV package, viewing location, and device. Data charges may apply. Coverage and service not available everywhere.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back at Kingston Stadium at halftime, and the Washington Warriors up 14-0 here over Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, sophomores doing a great job. Metzger and Wright defensively for the Washington Warriors. And Paul James got to be really happy with the way they're playing, as well as his entire defense, especially on first down.
Well, you got to know they're special. When you get brought up as a sophomore on a quality, tradition-laden team with back-to-back-to-back sophomore teams that go undefeated every year, for those guys to come up, it's a little bit like Orion Vance when he was a sophomore.
Absolutely, and we all remember that very, very well. Pretty dominating performance by Washington in that first half. Kennedy's going to get the ball first to start quarter number three. Really need to get a good drive going.
And I'm
going to
say this as politically correct as possible, but right now in the Kennedy locker room, the linemen are having their manhood challenged. They are being charged with coming out in the second half, taking that ball on whatever they get from the special teams return unit, and taking it down the field by having the offensive line come off and push back the blue jerseys. That did not happen, especially in the second quarter. There was a little bit of a 50-50 stalemate in the early going of the first quarter, Scott, but as that first half wore on, the dominance of the offensive line and the defensive line for Washington, they just took over. And if Kennedy's going to have any chance to come back in this game, they've got to come out and have their line reassert themselves here in the opening drive of the second half.
Washington held Kennedy to minus 7 yards in the second quarter.
Yeah, and as you said, they just could never get any down on anything on first down. It was first and 10, second and 10 how many times? And then when they get to third down, there was third and sevens, third and eights, third and tens, third and 12s. They just couldn't stay ahead of the chains.
And it's a 14-0 lead here at halftime for Washington. Try to get you some scores coming up as the Warrior Marching Band on the field here as Washington leads it by two scores. Coming up next week, we have a game on Friday night for you. First chance to see two teams next week, John. We're going to see Jefferson and we're going to see Linmar right back here at Kingston Stadium next week.
That's right. Both of them have very, very fun offenses to watch, as do all the teams right now. But Linmar and Jefferson both last year, just really entertaining offenses. And I know that they're both going to be the same again this year.
Yep, that'll be coming up next Friday night. We'll have it for you from Kingston Stadium right here on KGYM. Kennedy just has not been able to get the running game going. And when the running game doesn't get going, the passing game, it's hard to throw against a defense this good on third down 8, third down 9, third down and 10 all night.
Very difficult, especially at the big school level at 4A here in Iowa, for you to be a successful team and not run the ball. You just can't reliably have a passing game that wins for you. You've got to be able to mix it up. Most coaches will tell you that they want a 50-50 breakdown between the pass and the run, but the run sets up the pass. It's so cliche, but it's true. And until Kennedy finds a way to get some reliable first down yardage, they're going to be behind those chains all night long, and that's what they're talking about right now over on the visiting side in the locker room.
First half stats look like this. Total yards, 120 yards for Washington, 42 for Kennedy. So really the Kennedy defense has not played a poor first half for Brian White and Kyle Knock.
I agree. There's no doubt about that. In fact, they have had their share of stuffs, especially in the first quarter. They played like a team possessed, Scott. They came out, they were in the backfield all the time, every tackle wrapped up solid and sound, but then it started to slip a little bit in the second quarter.
For Washington, pretty balanced, 64 on the ground and 56 through the air. And so far, quarterback Brian Cundy is 8 of 16 in the ball game for 56 yards and one touchdown. Cade Saylor caught the touchdown on a beautiful slant from 9 yards out. Smith Allen has 2 catches for 20 yards. Bjornson, 3 grabs for 23. Only 1 catch for Dostal tonight for 4 yards. On the ground, Connor Malcolm, 6 carries, 43 yards. Haven Henningsen, 4 carries, 6 yards. Orion Vance, 2 carries, for 11 yards. Warriors with 6 first downs, 2 penalties for 20 yards, both coming on punt returns, I might add. 1 sack and no turnovers. For Kennedy, only 42 yards in the first half, 43 on the ground, -1 through the air. Nick Deere is 1 of 6 for -1 yards and 1 interception in the first half. Isaiah Mady has carried it 9 times for 33 yards. Peyton McCarty, 4 carries for 4 yards. Deere has carried it 3 times for 6 yards. Only 2 first downs in the first half for Kennedy. They have 2 penalties for 10 yards, and the game's only turnover, and that was a pick six that Braden Wright returned for a score. Kennedy is 0 for 6 on third down tries tonight. Washington, 2 of 8, 1 out of 2 on fourth down. And time of possession right now, Washington has held it 13 minutes and 3 seconds, and Kennedy has held it 10 minutes and, well, check that. Hold on. I got my numbers a little askew here, John.
Feels like Wash has had it for a majority of the time, I will tell you that.
10:53 for Kennedy, 13:03. No, I still don't have that right. How about 57 for Kennedy? My addition not too good tonight. 10:57 for Kennedy, 13:03 for Washington. That adds up to 24.
And it feels like the possession, especially in that second quarter, feels like the ball was in Wash's hands a whole lot more than the Cougars.
All right. So we're at halftime, and it's a 14-0 lead for the Cougars, or for the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Don't forget, after the game, all the scores from the area, top tens. That'll be coming up with Jeff Downing, and that will be on our scoreboard show brought to you by J.D. Byrider tonight. They'll be talking about some of these games. 4A, John, top 10 matchups. The Battle of Ankeny tonight, Centennial, number 6 rated, number 5 Ankeny. They both won on opening week. Number 8 Pleasant Valley and number 10 City High, like you mentioned a little bit earlier on. Interested to see that. Also coming up, Valiant Waukee. Waukee, that won't be an easy one for Mr. Lombardi and company.
You know what? Waukee has flown under the radar the last couple of years. They have a quality football program, and I'm wondering here if they can pull the big upset tonight and do a little bit of a Waukee warrior roaring on their own.
Muscatine at Iowa City West. That's going to be a big, big score. Muscatine all the way up to number 4 right now in 4A in the Gazette KGYM poll. 3A, Xavier at Linmar. Xavier leading at halftime, 14-10. How about this? Number 9, Dallas Center Grimes at number 3, Pella, coming up tonight. We mentioned Solon and Regina. We'll try to get you an update on that one coming up. Number 6, Carroll, hosting number 8, Sioux City Heland tonight in Class 3A. Number 5, Washington is at 2A, number 8, Mid Prairie in their backyard rivalry tonight. 2A, North Fayette Valley, hosting 3A Waverly Shell Rock tonight.
That's going to be a hummer.
That's going to be a very interesting game as Washington makes their way back out in the field. We'll get a word from Brian White coming up as soon as the Cougars make it out. And they're coming out of the tunnel now. Number 2, Mount Vernon is at West Delaware tonight as well. Let's go down to Dennis. He's got head coach Brian White.
All right, down here with Coach Brian White. And, Coach, you're down to you can take away some positives. Defense played pretty solid for you, especially in the first quarter, tackling much better over where it was last week. Your thoughts on your observations, Coach?
Yeah, the defense has been great. Offense, you know, we're not playing well. We're getting beat up front offense, our offensive line. We're not getting off the ball. We're not sustaining blocks. Can't throw the ball to the other team and let them run in for a touchdown. You know, that's obviously a big play. You know, we're not in terrible shape because our defense is there. What I told the kids at halftime is, hey, we got to hang in there. We were down 15 last week. We just need a big play to spark us. You got to believe in it.
And you are a run-first type of offense, so I'm going to guess that that'll be the key, that you'll try to stick with that and keep trying to move the ball.
You know, we're only down 2 scores, so we got the ball to start the second half. We've got to establish a run in order to make our pass open up. So, yeah, we're going to come out, try and run the ball a little bit.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck second half.
Great, thank you.
Guys, Coach Brian White, positive down here. He feels like his team is right in this thing. They just need to move the football and run the football. That'll be the key. We'll spend some time on the Cougars sideline and keep you updated on things. One injury update, Chase Baker on the field, guys, but on crutches. He is out of this ball game for the remainder and does not look like a good sight over here as he has the left ankle tape. So back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. So Chase Baker out for the Cougars. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, come back with the second half kickoff. 14-0 Washington at halftime. Back after this on KGYM.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a brand new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and on JCP.com. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30% plus get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. You'll also get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. Hurry in now or go to JCP.com/appliances for details. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 24 to 9/14.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Improve visibility and save $6 instantly on a pair of Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades and earn double points. Ensure clear vision in any weather with Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scotts lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Canuck with you. Some halftime scores. Muscatine third quarter leading Iowa City West 20-17. Xavier on top of Linmar 14-10. Valley leading Waukee at 13-0. That's at halftime. North Lynn and Jessup 0-0. City High at the end of the third quarter leading Pleasant Valley 12-3. Be a big win for Dan Sabers, Jen.
Yes, it would.
I know he likes his team this year. Wash will kick off to Kennedy to start the second half. And the Cougars have Jenkins, Cooper, and Packingham back deep to return the opening kickoff from Hammer. Low line drive, and this will go into the end zone and come out to the 20. Well, you heard Brian White. This is a big possession. I think everybody in the house knows that.
If the offensive line for Kennedy doesn't come off and pick up a couple of first downs, it's going to be a long second half. They've got to find a way to get underneath the pads of the Warrior defenders. They've got to stop the blitz that's been coming through too easily. And most importantly, Scott, they got to keep their feet moving and sustain their blocks beyond the initial contact.
First and 10, Cougars. Nick Deere, the quarterback for Kennedy. He'll turn, hand it off for Isaiah Maney. Hit the backfield and brought down. Ankle tackle by Ben Nassif. He just slipped in that gap there, John, and got it for a loss of three.
There was a nice hole developing, but from the backside, Ben Nassif ran it down through a backside gap and just an ankle tackle in the backfield. So here we go again for Kennedy, second and 12.
Warrior speed. How many times have we said that over the years?
Boy, and it's just really been on display. This might be one of the most athletic, but in addition to athletic, also smart and aggressive defenses Mo Blues had in a long, long time.
A junior and a sophomore at the corners. They'll try the same play. Maney, a little stop and go, trying to get outside and brought down. Eh? Beautiful solo tackle by Drew Dostal. And going to get about four, make it third and nine as he takes it back to the 21-yard line.
Third and nine. It's just a familiar scenario all night long for Kennedy's offense.
Cougars 0 for the night on third down tries so far. They've got a third and a long nine coming up right here. Play clock tumbling down to 14. Cougars still in the huddle. Three-man front, Faulkner, McBride, and Rain Wyland. Play clock down to five. Deere has them lined up in the eye. Straight drop, back to throw. Has time, throws deep, far side. Man out there, overshot him, incomplete. Teron Deere was out there, and it'll be a punting situation for the Cougars.
And Teron Deere had the defenders beat by at least 3 yards. Had that ball had a little less air thrown underneath it, he picks that in stride, and there's nobody, and I mean nobody, that has a chance of catching him.
That was the Warriors dodging a bullet right there.
Some confusion in the secondary for Drew Dostal and his mates there.
Deere to punt. And got it away and got roughed, and there goes the penalty flag.
Remember I told you Rain Wyland was almost in there on that last punt and got a hand on it? This time he missed the ball and got a hand on Deere.
All the Warrior coaches are signaling that it was touched, but officials aren't buying it. It's going to be a personal foul, and Kennedy is going to keep the ball.
Well, there's nobody that had a better view of exactly what happened than those officials back there.
Yep, and it was a pretty emphatic call.
And there was no hesitation either. That hanky was down on the ground before Deere was.
Kolach Bowl, John. They're into the third quarter.
Competitive this year?
Jefferson, 14. Prairie, 12.
Southwest side putting on a show for the fans out at John Wall Memorial Field, it sounds like.
One of those teams will get their first win, and the other one's going to drop to 0-2. Going to be a 15-yard penalty against Washington, and Kennedy with new life.
Well, it's all about moving the chains, and if you can't do it with your running attack, Wash is helping you out there with the roughing the kicker call.
It'll move it up to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Cougars, just underway with the second half. You're listening to high school football tonight. presented by First Federal Credit Union on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids. Warriors bringing the blitz. Quarterback draw to Deer. Smothered. Rain Weiland just waited for him on that backside and just sprung. Gain of one.
Boy, and Nassif was in the backfield and ran right past that before the ball almost even got to the quarterback. There's Nassif in the backfield. The offensive line for Kennedy right now, you know, they're trying to come off low and hard and really get the push downfield, but they've got to protect their gaps as well. The blitzing linebackers for Washington are getting through much too easily.
Second down and nine from the near side hash. Carter Crawl will go tight end, and he'll flank out to the right now. Twins left, twins right. Deer out of the shotgun. Looks left, looks right. Throws near sideline, incomplete. Overshot his intended receiver, and that was Nick Deer. That was actually B.J. White in there at quarterback. He snuck in there on me.
Yeah, and some pushing and shoving going on there between Deer and the defensive back, but nothing egregious enough for any hankies or laundry to go on the field.
Jenkins will come back in. So B.J. White, son of Brian White, in there.
Still in.
And
yep, he's staying in.
6'1", 160.
Deer going out on the trips again.
Mady on the left hip. Now he'll empty the backfield. B.J. White back there all alone. Short drop. Hit as he throws. Throws the middle and overshot his intended receiver. Deer incomplete. Parks McBride put the heat on him. And it'll be fourth down for the Cougars.
You know, in our preseason chat with Brian White, he was very excited about bringing his son BJ in and then putting Deer out there as a featured receiver. And he kind of got away from that in the second half last week and in the first half tonight. So at least he's out there trying to use all of his weapons again. I like seeing that.
Fourth down. Here's the punt. Going to go out of bounds. And it will be a short kick. Very short kick. And it will be Washington taking over.
Warriors want to come out and just get all over Kennedy here. Defense did the job, and now they want to go out and try and make this a three-possession game. If they can get down the field and get any kind of a score on the board, it would be up 14 to nothing right now. They would love to get something else on the board here from their own 45.
Ryan Cundy in there at quarterback. First down, Washington at the 45, their own 45. First possession of the half, hand off to the deep back. Malcolm, and he's drug down from behind. Johnson Mador, and it brought him down. I think they're going to give him back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down and 10. Johnson Mator has had a good night, and Sam Papes coming off now limping.
I'm not sure he's been off the field all night, save maybe some special team blows.
I think you're right.
Guy just does not come off the field. He's down there in the line defensively. He's running the ball fullback. He's been going out for passes.
Second down, call it 10, from the 45-yard line. Right smack dab in the middle of the field. Saracen showing blitz, handoff. They run right by it. And this is Malcolm into Kennedy territory. And the quick hitter will net a first down to about the Cougar 42 on the gain of 13. They just ran right by the blitz.
Right guard Gary Ault, right tackle Nolan Potter, 6'4", 290, 6'6", 235. Just collapsing the whole right-hand side as they look at the Kennedy defense.
First and 10, Warriors at the 42-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Twin receivers out that way. They'll toss it that way to Malcolm. Nassif out front blocking. Makes one man miss inside the 40 up the hash and gets to about the 38. Price in there. Coker. Remitko. And, well, you can always say Johnson Mator. He's just kind of everywhere.
Good to see him back this week for Kennedy, showing no ill effects of that concussion that he suffered very early in the game.
Down under 8 minutes already here in the third quarter.
And a lot of handing off.
Warriors with their seventh first down on this drive. I formation. Nassif the fullback. Lead block to Malcolm and brought down almost immediately by Michael Kaiser.
Kaiser's had a good game defensively for Kennedy. We have called his name a lot tonight.
He just did a about the same thing Rain Wyland did on that last defensive stand for Washington. He just kind of waited for that block to shuck off and just pounced.
Those inside hybrid linebackers are pretty much given free rein unless they're called on a blitz. And some of them just have this uncanny knack for the ball, and he's one of them.
Brian Cundy yet to throw a pass in the second half. He's 8-16-9. He's going to throw in here. Short drop. Throws the slant. Deflected, intercepted. Price has got his third. 35-40. The far side, and it takes it back to the 49-yard line. Before the tackle was made by Baugh, Kennedy will get it back.
Perfectly thrown ball by Cundy. Just went off the fingertips. It was thrown perfectly. That ball should have been caught for a first down. Instead, it's picked off and run back near midfield.
Maybe.
Big break for Kennedy. This is what the Cougars have been waiting for, Scott.
I was just going to say, is this the spark that Kennedy needs?
Yeah, their offense now can come out and have a little extra bounce in their step.
First down, Cougars. Slot right, they'll run it that way. Toss to Maney, trying to get to the corner. Broke one tackle and then got taken down from behind by Ian Thomas. But Travis Metzger was the one that gummed that whole thing up.
You know, I understand running sweep to the wide side of the field, but when you're facing the speed that this Warrior defense has and their ability to read full flow and pursue, I'm thinking that toss sweep is not something that I'd be doing right now.
No gain, second down. Maney tonight, 12 carries for 34 yards.
Been tough sledding.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Jenkins in the slot. He'll go in motion to the left. Long count, one receiver right. Toss that way to Maney. He's coming to the left. Blocker in front, trying to push him ahead. Short gain. Gets to the midfield stripe. They'll spot it at the 50. Billy Faulkner, 6'5", 240 nose, along with Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas, 5'9", 195, and a patrolling linebacker bring him down.
Good job of containing that sweep to the wide side of the field by the defense for Washington. Got all kinds of help inside, and if you can keep them turned in where all that help is, man, they just pursue and converge so quickly.
White back in there at quarterback. Gets a shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket, and he's going to throw. Might have been over the line of scrimmage. It's up for grabs and broken up incomplete.
No flag.
No flag, and it will be fourth down.
But these four eyes up here in the booth would tell you that that was thrown past the line of scrimmage.
But either way, Wash is going to get it back, you would think. But Nick Deere is back there to punt. And he could be running this. Tried it earlier on, did not work. This time he will kick it away, angling to the near side, end over end, and another kick. Not going to be long on distance here. See where they mark it. It'll be an 18, making a 19-yard Deere punt. 14-0 Washington, 5:15. Time remaining here in the third quarter. So Kennedy could not do anything after the interception.
Well, they got a first down courtesy of the roughing the kicker call on the punt, but other than that, this Washington defense just stymieing the rushing attack for Kennedy, and Kennedy's inability when they go to the pass to get anything going is just not there either. We're back to where we talked at the end of last week in the Muscatine game, where they know what their identity is, but they're just searching in vain trying to get the foot on the gas pedal.
Kennedy has three first downs tonight. Here is the handoff to Orion Vance and that trap. And the big man takes it for about three to the 35-yard line. Three carries, 14 yards in a night for the future Iowa State Cyclone, Orion Vance. And it'll be second down and seven as we go under five to play here in quarter number three. Don't forget the J.D. Byrider Scoreboard Show from KGYM coming up after the game. Three-man front turn. Deep handoff, right side. This is Baugh. Gets his first carry of the night. Nothing doing. Asa Campbell there. Chandler Pohl. All kinds of Cougars meet him, and it's going to be a loss of at least one. Back to the 34, maybe the 33-yard line.
James Baugh, the junior, 6'1", 180, got that handoff. He's got a nice pair of wheels on him. He tried to bounce it to the outside, but again, good contain by the Kennedy defense allowed the inside linebacking core to come and clean that up.
Third down, full nine, right hash mark, 33-yard line. 4 minutes to play, third quarter, 14-0 Washington. Cundy on the draw, nothing doing. Hit right away was Connor Malcolm. Right in his tracks. Great defense by Kennedy. Asa Campbell's pumped up.
Asa Campbell trying to light the torch here for the Kennedy defense. He's doing his best impersonation of Mr. Jacobus.
We're just seeing tighten up the chin strap defense. You got to love this.
Yeah, this is good, good, solid football.
Great punt. Dostal moves Jenkins back to the 25. He's got some running room to the 30. 35, trying to get a block. Gets to the 40-yard line, and a flag comes in. There might be a hold here on the Cougars. We'll see. 48-yard punt. And tell you what, Washington's punting game has gotten a lot better this week.
Huge improvement over last week, there's no doubt. There's some great hang time on that particular punt, but it just seemed like it took forever for the Blue Shirts to get downfield and cover that.
16 yards on that return, but it's going to be negated 10 yards by the holding penalty. Third penalty of the night for Kennedy for 20 yards. And I don't think it was more of a blatant hold than usual, because there's holding on every play, I'm told. But you can't do it in the open field, and that was pretty open.
Only defensive coaches think that, Scott. So instead of starting this drive on their own 41, they're back at their own 31.
Kai Jenkins, Teron Deere, out to the right side. Jenkins in motion left. Long count. Deere turns, hands it off to Mady, started left. Oh, and got pounded by Orion Vance. Rain Weiland held him up just enough for Orion Vance to get him up top after a gain of a yard.
You know, between Ben Nassif, Rain Weiland, and Ryan Vance, one of those three linebackers always seems to be coming through one of the seams in the A or the B gap and just messing up everything in the backfield. Sometimes they're meeting this at the handoff, at the mesh point.
Got a good little bit of an interesting score to throw your way after this play. Handoff, off tackle left. A little bit of an opening for Mady. Gets across the 35 and out to the 39-yard line. He will go for 7. Best run Kennedy has had since the first quarter right there, but it's still going to be third down and a long 2. How about this? Second half, Linmar 17, Xavier 14.
How about that?
We'll see the Lions coming up next week.
Lions, I know they were disappointed in the outcome of their week 1 result, and much, much happier, I think, playing at their home field.
Third down, long 2 from the 39. Hand off to the fullback, Pape. Breaks one tackle, first down, as he takes it across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
That's a gutsy run by Sam Pape. He got hit at the line of scrimmage, but got that great body lean, kept his feet moving, and just bowled his way for another 3 yards after the first contact.
First third down conversion for Kennedy tonight.
Incredible.
In the football game.
Boy, there's a stat for you right there.
14-0 Washington, minute 47 to play, third quarter. From the right hash, shotgun, B.J. White in there to throw. Steps up, throws deep, going for crawl into double coverage and overshot him incomplete. Eckhart was back there along with Ty Johnson. And it'll be second down and 10.
Nothing wrong with trying that to keep the secondary honest every so often. And when B.J. White comes in, you better be looking for Nick Deere and figuring out where he is in the receiving core, because there's a good chance it's going to be heading his way. That time they used him as a decoy.
Second and 10 coming up. Three receivers. Deere will stay out wide to the left as a receiver. Quarterback draw. Here's B.J. White. Good hole up the middle and then runs into Orion Vance after a gain of about 9, close to the Warrior 45-yard line.
And there's a play that I have not understood why Nick Deere doesn't get his number called more for. The quarterback draw, when you're spreading the field out like that against a real speedy defense, that Wash has. You got all those bodies out of the way. If you've got a quarterback that can pick and run in an alley in there, man, that's a great play to call.
Third down and a yard. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Hand off Pape off the left side. He's got a first down. Collecting hits and collecting five. Takes it down to the 41 and a first down for the Cougars.
Good job by the offensive line here. They're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm. Staying ahead of the chains, as you mentioned earlier in the game, which was a deficiency for them. Right now, Kennedy's offense feeling real good and comfortable. Got a rhythm going, running the ball.
Feeling good about themselves here. First down, Cougars. At the Washington 41-yard line, down two touchdowns. Hand off to Mady, nothing doing. Ben Nassif or Rain Wyland? Can't tell if it's 40 or 10 right now.
It was Nassif. He's been in that backfield meeting the handoff all night long.
Loss of four.
Whether it's from his inside linebacker position or when he's out there as a fullback. I'm telling you what, Ben Nassif plays about twice as big as his jersey.
Could be the final play of the third quarter coming up, barring a penalty. Second down. Called a little more than 13. Down to six. Shotgun snap. White throws. Left side. Slant. Intercepted. At about the 17-yard line, that's Drew Dostal. Bringing it back. Dostal got a block. Turns it to the near sideline. And out of bounds. Did not take the hit. Takes it back to the Cougar 48-yard line.
Well, Kennedy going a little too to the well too often on those long bombs.
End of the third quarter. Score after three, Washington 14. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout and get ready for the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
When you make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil, you're making the switch to next-level performance. You're making the switch to the modern synthetic, designed for complete protection, made from natural gas, not crude oil. So make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Get up to $50 off exciting experiences from skydiving to spa treatments with a qualifying Pennzoil oil change at participating locations. Visit Pennzoil.com/rewards. Offer ends 10/31/16.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. We'll go down to Dennis after this play. First down, Washington, as we start quarter number four off the turnover. Slant behind Bjornsson. Incomplete, and we have a penalty flag down. Third time Washington has started inside Kennedy territory. We'll see what the penalty flag is about. Kind of back in the old area where it could be a hold, John. So as we find out the penalty, we'll kick it to Dennis over there.
If it is a hold, it's way back, and 10 yards beyond that would be brutal. No, they're picking it up and waving it off.
All right, they'll pick it up.
They are trying to dial up anything and everything on the offense to try to get something to work, but this Warrior defense has just been stellar, and they've tried B.J. White and some quarterback sets. They have spread it out, but right now, nothing working. Guys, back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Second and 10, I formation. Orion Vance is in there as the fullback. Two receivers out to the right side and on the counter. Here comes Malcolm dragging a Cougar across the 45 and down to close to the 43. Going to be a gain of five. Malcolm with 60 yards now. Total yards through three quarters. Nothing to write home about really for either team. 124 for Washington, 71 for Kennedy.
Well, that's indicative of how physical this game has been. And when you've got a couple of teams that are really trying hard to establish their running attacks, the clock moves, and you just don't have some gaudy stats like we're used to seeing sometimes.
Warriors facing third down. They're 2 out of 10 tonight on third down tries. And they need the Kennedy 38-yard line. Third down, a little more than five. Call it almost six. They'll give it to Vance, and he'll back his way to the 40-yard line, still on his feet, moving those legs, moving the pile, moving the chains. He's got a first down. He gave a lot of Cougars a ride.
How many white shirts were grabbed around the torso of Orion Vance? Nobody hitting him low, and I think he had to have had at least three white jerseys he was taking downfield, an extra 5 yards after contact.
That's not really fair. First and 10 from the Kennedy 34 as we go under 11 to play in the game. Fake, counter. This is Malcolm, hit and brought down. Johnson Mator got him right at the point of attack, and it's going to be a loss of about 3.
Offensive line for Wash has done a pretty good job in this second half of keeping Mator out of their backfield, but man, he read that one perfectly.
Big loss on first down.
Not very many times here in this game. Wash has had second and 14 staring them in the face.
But they have it right here. Second down and movement up front.
Another good hard count by Mr. Cundy.
And he almost got his fullback to move.
Got a couple of white shirts from Kennedy to jump.
Encroachment on the Cougars.
You know, as a game wears on, if a quarterback's cadence becomes predictable, if they go on the same snap count frequently, and then all of a sudden they just change it on you, Scott, it's almost impossible for those defensive linemen to not jump. It just is.
Very, very difficult. Muscatine leading West, 27-24.
Wow.
That one is a
couple of good offenses.
You bet. Second down and 9. Cundy, a pump fake, back to throw. Going to go deep down the right sideline, going for Saylor, overshot him, and it's picked off. And backpedaling into the end zone, and they're going to give him a touchback. And that's Teron Deere with the interception for Kennedy.
We've had 3 interceptions total by both teams here in this third quarter. Well, and Ike's we're in the fourth now. So there's been 3 on the last couple of possessions, however.
Probably a ball that Brian Cundy would like to have back.
Interesting. Teron Deere, in catching that for the interception, had his feet down, I'm going to say, at the 1 yard line, and then backpedaled into the end zone, making the official have to determine how that was going to be called. But he signaled the touchback.
Yeah, I think it was the right call. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Deere throws and overshot Kai Jenkins on the quick out. And the Kennedy offense, passing-wise, -1 passing yard tonight for Kennedy still.
Yeah, they just haven't been in rhythm when it comes to the passing game, but it kind of has been mirroring their rushing attack too. So now they're trying to go out of their comfort zone, passing on first down out into the flat there, and that's just not something you usually see a Brian White offense do.
We will get an update from Dennis coming up after the play. Second and 10, 9:41 to play in the game. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Shotgun snap, inside handoff, Mady twisted down, nothing doing. And Rain Wyland right there. Third down coming up. Let's go down to Dennis.
Guys, on the interception by Kennedy, the ruling on the field, the momentum carried him into the end. Pulled a touchback back upstairs.
All right, as you heard, the momentum, the official said, took him into the end zone. Third down and 10. Kennedy one for the night. White hit as he throws. Got the slant off to Teron Deere. And then he was picked up and put down by Ian Thomas.
That's why you don't leave your feet as a ball carrier. You run the risk of somebody coming up and just grabbing you by the legs and planting you on your back. And that drew loud groans from both sides of the field.
Well, Ian Thomas is a basketball guy. That looked like a...
That looked like something Matt Hatcher dialed up in the wrestling room.
2-point takedown right there. Cougars are going to go for it. Down 14-0, 8:29 to go. 4th and 2 on their own 28. And they're going to run the play. Hand off Pape off the right side. Spinning. I don't think he made it. I don't think he got there.
They knew it was coming, and they had all 11 jerseys up within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and they just read the full flow and met that in the backfield. I don't even think it gained any yardage, let alone come close to converting the first down.
Wash going to get it back at the Kennedy 29-yard line. This defense has this. We knew coming in, this defense had the capability to look this way.
There's so much improved from last week. You know, the Prairie offensive line did some damage last week against these guys, but this just looks like a totally different unit for Mo Blue and Paul James here tonight. And the thing that's impressed me beyond the aggressiveness and their speed and flow to the ball is they haven't let up one series or one play, Scott. They've played every play of this entire game at that high intensity level.
And the Kennedy defense has been just as good. Warriors down to two on the play clock, down to one. And did they get the timeout before the penalty? That is the question. Answered, timeout Washington. We'll take one as well. 8:14 to play here in the ball game. Washington 14 and Kennedy nothing. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back to action here at Kingston. And on the first down carry, not much for Connor Malcolm. He got ridden down by Jackson Coker, who came from his right side defensive end position to bring him down for a loss of one. Under eight to play, still 14-0 Washington. One offensive touchdown, one defensive touchdown for the Warriors. Second down and 11. Trips out to the right side for Washington. One receiver to the left. They're going to throw. Cundy to throw. And the ball comes loose. Hit as he throws. Johnson Mator trying to pick it up. It's loose at the 37-yard line. Johnson lost his hat. We'll see who's got the football.
Mator tried to pick that fumble up off the ground and return it.
Kennedy's got it.
And they're lucky they got it. Mator just falls on that. It's no doubt who's got the ball.
Third turnover. Michael Kaiser came up with the fumble return.
Four possessions in this second half for Washington have yielded two interceptions and now a fumble lost. Kennedy's had their chances and their opportunities here, courtesy of the offense in recent minutes here from Wash.
The defense for Kennedy is doing everything they can to keep the Cougars in this game. First down, handoff, Isaiah Mady off the left side, maybe two. That is it. Ben Nassif in there. Seth Semrau in there as well.
This has just been a tremendous game for Ben Nassif. It just seems like he's everywhere between the tackles, cleaning up and letting Orion Vance and Rain Weiland do their thing on the outer sides of the tackles.
Second down and eight, shotgun. And quarterback draw, B.J. White back in there, and he runs into a brick wall after a gain of about a yard. And Billy Faulkner, that front three has been outstanding for what? We just can't say enough about this Warrior defense.
They really have all night long. They've just been getting the job done. And the biggest compliment you can give when you have a three defensive lineman sets is that they're taking care of the blocks so that all those linebackers can come and clean up. And that's what those three down defensive linemen have done all night.
Third down for the Cougars. Shotgun. White back to throw. Steps up. throws a slant, caught on a slide by Teron Deere, and a late flag coming in at the quarterback. Now they're going to say the pass was incomplete, but there was some activity in the pocket there when B.J. White threw the football.
It's either a late roughing call or it's just a personal foul after the tackle.
Oh, personal foul roughing the passer against Washington. And now Teron Deere is down and injured, and that might be a cramp.
Mm-hmm. This is our first on-field cramping situation of the night.
Well, a 15-yard penalty. Washington hasn't had many penalties for, but they've all been majors tonight.
They really have, and inopportune times, which have allowed Kennedy's offense to keep drives alive, and in each case, for sure, move the chains. On this roughing the passer call, this is going to be a very hurtful one for the Wash defense because it's going to take the ball all the way down into their territory at the Wash 44. Teron Deere up and walking off, limping with trainers on either side of him, but walking on his own power.
After the 15-yard mark off, it'll be first down and 10. Don't forget all the scores coming up on the J.D. Byrider KGYM scoreboard show. 14-0 Washington, 6:09 to play here in the ball game. Haven't had much offense at all here in the second half. From the Warrior 44, shotgun to White. Throws the out, almost picked off by Travis Metzger, and he was gone as it was intended for Nick Deere, incomplete. White now tonight, one of six for 8 yards and an interception.
Very dangerous pass into the flat. Could have very easily been a pick six.
Boy, what a game Travis Metzger has had tonight. Second down, 10 from the Warrior, 44. 14-0 Washington. Trips left, one receiver right, back to throw. White going to throw deep down the left sideline, going for Nick Deere. Jumps and broken up, incomplete. Braden Wright, who has the pick six, broke it up. In fact, both sophomores were back there on Nick Deere.
Lot of long passes down the sideline and the middle of the field on streak patterns for both these offenses now. Not very much of the intermediate passing game on display. Everything going deep.
Third down and 10. So we go under six to play here in the ball game. Packingham in there, Kai Jenkins. One receiver to the right side. They'll empty the backfield. Mady out of there to the right side. Back to throw is White. Steps up, running away from Faulkner, throws in the run, throws right side, leaping attempt incomplete, through the hands of Carter Krall. Would have been a tough catch. Ty Johnson was back there in defense, and it'll be a fourth down. Or no, wait a minute, we've got a penalty flag. Did not see that flag, but it will be a motion call against Kennedy, and it's going to be turned down by Mo Blue already signaling, turn it down, turn it down. But I don't think there's any doubt Cougars are going to go for it.
No, no doubt whatsoever. And this has just been kind of a ragged half here for Washington between the three turnovers and the penalties. This is not something that Paul James is going to feel good about in retrospect as he looks back.
Not the prettiest half, but if you like defense, it's been your cup of tea.
Warriors still up 14-0, so
Cougars going for it. Fourth and 10, Jenkins in motion. From left to right, back to throw, White. White looking the middle, throws, and it is incomplete.
Guess who?
Ben Nassif.
Almost picked off by Ben Nassif. Man, what a game defensively that young man has had.
Kennedy turns it over on downs with 5:42 to play here in the ball game. They show you the blitz, then they drop that time.
Last two offensive possessions for Kennedy go over on downs to Washington. And some pretty good field position at their own 44 now. The Warriors are going to come out and take over.
Xavier has kicked a field goal and has tied it at 17 in the fourth quarter over at Linmar. Get that score and others coming up after the ball game tonight, after our postgame show. Warriors see if they keep it on the ground. First down and 10. Vance is in there as a blocking back. Handoff. Connor Malcolm started right. Back to the middle. Saracen met him right away and popped him down along with Packingham and Remidko.
Now, what Wash has got to be careful of here is that they don't try and just sit on this lead and take the air out of the clock. They've got to keep continuing to pick up some first downs here.
Absolutely.
Don't want to tuck your tail too quickly here. That 14-point lead could evaporate in a hurry with either a turnover or a big play offensively for Kennedy.
No gain, second down. We come up on 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Dostal to the right side, Bjornsson to the left. They'll toss it. Trying to do the reverse to Dostal. He's got it. As a running back was taken down, there's a penalty flag down, and now Packingham throws Dostal down for a big, big loss, but we'll see what this penalty's about. This could be very interesting.
Flag was thrown where the handoff on the reverse occurred.
This could be an interesting call. Personal foul against Kennedy. If there were some extracurriculars going on there.
The handoff to Dostal on the reverse was in doubt because the Kennedy Cougar that met the two of them there made it very difficult.
Let's go down to Dennis. He was closer to it than we were. Weird play down there, Dennis.
Yeah, guys, that happened right in front of me down here. And what they got on the reverse handoff, they got Ben Saracen, number 27, for Kennedy with a really hard tackle and some extracurricular activity after he made the tackle on the attempted reverse. So that is the reason for the flag, and that'll move the ball downfield for Wash.
All right, Dennis, thanks. That's why we got a guy down there.
I don't think Saracen's wrestling coach, Dennis Heenick, probably is too upset about that. But Brian White, his football coach, isn't happy about it.
A lot of good wrestlers out there on yes, that Kennedy side. 15-yard penalty will not be a first down, though. Fifth penalty of the night for the Cougars. Second down. Call it five after all that. At the 49-yard line. Now we've got stoppage by the officials. They started the big clock, the scoreboard game clock. Now that is stopped. Now the officials are talking. Don't see any reason why the clock should not have been running there. It wasn't an incomplete pass. And
this is quite a deliberation by the men in stripes. And we're getting line judges now going over to the respective head coaches to make an explanation of this.
They want to put some time back on the clock.
And speaking of scoreboard, Scott, at some point they're going to unveil a new scoreboard here at Kingston that is supposed to knock our socks off.
Well, they've had a few, they've had some video board work tonight.
Some technical difficulties, perhaps.
But not the entire. They have not had the entire thing there. How's that? And here's a quarterback sneak and going for the first down. Right there is Cundy. And he's got the Warriors first down. That's number 9 on the night. Saracen on the stop right there, and that will move the chains. Every time, we'll go down to Dennis after this play here. Every time Wash gets a first down, it's just another coffin or a nail in Kennedy's coffin. From the left hash, first down and 10 for the Cougar, 43, long count. Down to 7 of the play clock. Give to Orion Vance in the trap. Bounces off Coker to the outside and brought down with a penalty flag down as well. And as we sort that out, we'll go back down to Dennis.
Guys, one quick injury update down here on the Washington sideline. We saw him earlier make his debut, Haven Henningsen, but he is on the bench with his shoe off. May have re-injured that ankle that had hampered him during fall training camp, guys. So Haven Henningsen, brief introduction to the game earlier tonight, but now out of the game, back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks.
All right, penalties and turnovers here in this second half just not what Washington is going to be happy about as they look back on this.
4:18, clock rolling, 14-0 Warriors. And they've got a first down and a bunch. Quick out to Dostal on an island, 45, and a good open field tackle by Kai Jenkins on Dostal as he brought him down at the 49. And I think we're going to get a Kennedy timeout after the pickup of 5 on the pass, and we have a Cougar timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 4:03 to play in the ballgame. Washington 14, Kennedy nothing. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy starting to use their allotment of timeouts here, John. They're down to 2.
Clock's moving a little quicker than the Kennedy faithful are hoping that it would.
Jeff Lindmar next week right here at Kingston Stadium for you. That's our game. Lindmar tied 17-17 in the fourth quarter against Xavier. And Jefferson, last look, was up at half over Prairie, 14-12.
Something tells me that Lindmar is not going to forget that thumping the Jayhawks laid on him in week 9 last year that we covered.
Second down, 16. Washington with Connor Malcolm, the tailback. Orion Vance will line up at the fullback. Cougars bringing everybody. Deep handoff, Malcolm got away from Kaiser, turned it back up at the 50, spins and made something out of it, about 3 down to the 46. Pape on the stop. Kennedy will not use a timeout right here. Washington lining up third down, long 13 here. 3-4-11 are the Warriors tonight on third down. 3:37 to play, and the clock rolling. Third down and a bunch. We're going to go with the 2 tight end look here, Washington will. McBride in there as an extra tight end. Counter give to Malcolm. Big hole right side, 40. Cuts it near sideline, 35's got the first down, 30. Oh, took a shot from Michael Kaiser, who brought him down at the 26-yard line.
Counter trade just broke the back defensively for Kennedy there. The pulling guard and tackle on the weak side just came through there like a couple of locomotives looking to bear down on anybody that was in their way.
Gain of 20 and a big first down for the Warriors.
Man, that is how you draw up counter trey. When those two linemen on the opposite side come to the other side and look for people downfield and there's nobody there, they just licking their chops hoping a linebacker or a cornerback will come up.
Under 3 to play now. Warriors play clock down to 6. Double tight ends, handoff Orion Vance, started left, tried to cut it back to the middle. Brought down at the 24. Gain of a couple. Vance with 5 carries now on the night and 30 yards. Xavier has scored 23-17, but missed the extra point on a bad snap.
Left the door ajar.
No Kennedy timeout that time. 2 remaining for the Cougars. A lot of this big crowd still on hand here at Kingston Stadium. Here's that counter tray again, right side, and another big opening for Malcolm. Inside the 15 and down to the Cougar 12-yard line. 12 more, same play.
If you're wondering who those back left side guard and tackle are leading the way on that, are you got Andrew Todd, 6'4", 270, and Peter Grubel, 6'3", 240. And when you those two guys coming downfield on a cornerback and a free safety, that's not fair.
And Kennedy's just pursuing. They got their ears pinned back trying to make plays right now. 14-0 Washington. Looks like the Warriors are going to go to 2-0. Malcolm the tailback. Long count. Counter Trey again, right side. Another hole. Malcolm to the outside and pushed out of bounds by Kai Jenkins, but stopped the clock as he picks up 6.
Yep, Kennedy just defensively, no answer for that counter Trey to the offensive right-hand side of Warriors, and they're just making a living off of it here and milking that clock down.
And Paul James isn't going to change his stripes right now. He's going to stay with that counter tray until you stop it. Would be my prediction. So it'll be second down and four. Warriors can get a first down just inside the 2-yard line. Cougars showing blitz. Kundi calling signals, handoff. Malcolm started up the middle, trying to kick to the outside, and got inside the 5 to the 4. Had both arms around that football, too. So we're down to 90 seconds to play. We'll get a word from head coach Paul James coming up on the postgame show.
Let's take a quick sneak peek ahead to next week. Who does Washington get to travel and see?
Yeah, it would be the Bettendorf Bulldogs at Old Tuvel Stadium. New refurbished Tuvel Stadium. Third down and one. Fake, counter, right side. Malcolm toward the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Warriors put it away in the last minute with their third score.
Well, that makes the three turnovers in this second half a little more palatable when you can go put that third possession score up on the board and pretty much seal things now for Washington.
20-0 Warriors. And Washington will go to 2-0 as they head to Bettendorf next week. And the Cougars got to go on the road up to Dalzell next week to take out a pretty good Hempstead team. Extra point up, good by Hammer. And Washington now leads 21-0 as we'll have the kick coming up in just a moment. Defense, defense, defense. Warriors got enough offense to make it work, too.
Yeah, that's going to put a little salve on the wound here in the second half offensively for Washington. Three turnovers are not going to sit well with Paul James, but when he looks up at that scoreboard and sees 21 points to none, shutout right now anyway for the Cougars, he's just got to feel that his defense played lights out all night long tonight.
And they did.
And that's what they wanted going into this game. He told you in his pregame remarks, we've got to control the line of scrimmage, and we've got to play for the entire game, all 48 minutes.
Very good performance tonight. And give the Kennedy defense some credit, too. I think they just got tired there at the end.
Yeah, the Kennedy defense had a remarkable night as well. They're just going to have to find their offensive identity and hope that the defenses that they face from here on out aren't quite as good as this Wash defense is.
Connor Malcolm over 100 yards in the ground tonight. Hammer with the kick. Comes down to the 1, and then Kai Jenkins muffed it. Goes to pick it up, still trying to pick it up. Does, and then swarmed under as he got to the 11. And the Cougars will have it right there.
With two timeouts.
And down three scores, though. We'll talk to Paul James coming up. We're going to talk to him tomorrow in the coach's corner as well.
Well, there's just been so many stars tonight for Washington, especially on that defensive side of the ball. But Ben Nassif, this is a game of his life, I think. He's been everywhere tonight.
On first down, Deere will turn, hand it off to Mady, and Mady brought down by Braden Wright in the open field after a gain of about 7. Non-district, though, keep that in mind. In 4A, 2 more weeks of non-district play.
Whereas 3A and lower, this is their final night of non-district play. They head into districts next week.
Absolutely. He'll buckle the chin straps for real. This could be the final play of the ball game. Deere will turn and hand it off to Mady. Starts up the middle, tries the right side, and thrown. Well, they're going to say he got back to the line of scrimmage. And that's about it, and that's going to be it for the ball game. Washington, number 3, looks impressive tonight as they take down number 9, Kennedy. Final score, the Warriors 21. And the Kennedy Cougars nothing. We will take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the postgame show from Kingston Stadium. We'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
You know, though, like other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a brand new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and on JCP.com. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30% plus get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. You'll also get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. Hurry in now or go to JCP.com/appliances for details. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 8/24 to 9/14.
O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Improve visibility and save $6 instantly on a pair of Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades and earn double points. Ensure clear vision in any weather with Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Back at Kingston Stadium, the Warrior Fight song, Washington singing along, the football players. So we welcome you back after a Washington 21-0 victory tonight over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Warriors break the two-game losing streak against the Cougars. We'll have a word with Paul James, maybe a player or two coming up, probably after Coach James addresses the troops. Going to be a happy Coach James, I got to think, too, John Hegarty.
You know, when you go out and shut out your opponent, especially a good football team like Kennedy, it makes the three turnovers that you had in the second half offensively a little more palatable. A win is a win, as they say, and, yeah, he's going to feel very, very good about this, and yet still have some ammunition to go back and coach again next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll give you all the final stats coming up, and more. And we will do that here in just a little bit. And we'll get a word, like I said, with the head coach. Let's take a look at the final stats while we have a moment. Total yardage, 197 for Washington to 90 for the Kennedy Cougars. Washington, 141 yards on the ground, 56 through the air tonight. Brian Cundy was 9 of 20, 56 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Bjornson caught 3 for 23. Smith Allen caught 2 for 20. Saylor caught 1 for 9 and a touchdown. Dostal caught 2 for 9 yards. Connor Malcolm on the ground, 21 carries, 107 yards tonight. Orion Vance, 5 carries, 25 yards. Haven Henningsen carried it 4 times for 6 yards before he got dinged up. Nassif carried it 1 time for 2 yards. Washington with 12 first downs, 5 penalties though, for a total of 60 yards in the game, and the Warriors turned it over 3 times tonight and had 1 sack. For Kennedy, 90 total yards, 83 in the ground, 7 through the air. Nick Deer, 1 of 7 tonight for minus 1 yards and 1 interception, while B.J. White was 1 out of 9 for 8 yards and 1 interception. Teron Deere caught 1 pass for 8, and Mady caught 1 for minus 1. On the ground, for Isaiah Mady, 20 carries, 49 yards. Pate carried it 3 times for 13 yards. B.J. White carried it 2 times for a total of 10 yards. Kennedy had 6 first downs in the game, 5 penalties for a total of 40 yards and 2 turnovers. Cougars tonight were 3 of 14 on third down, 0 for 2 on fourth down tries. Washington was 5 of 13 on third down, 1 out of 2 on fourth down, and time of possession, 25 minutes, 41 seconds for Washington, 22-19 for Kennedy. This was a game Vince Lombardi would have loved to have watched.
Old school, get in your opponent's face and just get dirty as you can, get as nasty as you can. That's what this game was tonight. And a couple of really good teams. And this is a battle of top 10 teams in the poll, Scott, that you vote in. And I think both of them showed that that's for real tonight.
Kennedy's got to find something on the offensive side of things, but they ran into a good defense tonight, though. A great defense,
and they will find that identity. They've just had a couple of a first game and a second game here where they haven't been able to just get it going the way that they should. 90 total yards tonight. That's not going to get it done. 3 of 14 on third down conversions. That's not going to get it done either. But what if you come back at the end of the season and you look at the first two opponents and you see that between Muscatine and Cedar Rapids, Washington, you may have two of the best teams in the eastern half of the state, Scott?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Warriors break the huddle. I think we got, and we do. We have Paul James. Go ahead, Dennis. When you're ready down there, go ahead.
All right. We are down here with a happy group of Washington Warriors, and rightly so. Coach Paul James, we'll start with you, and we got a couple defensive guys, and rightly so, to talk to as well. 21-0, you pitch a shutout. We'll just start on the defensive side of the ball. Hard-hitting game, but, man, your defense played well.
Yeah, they really did. You know, and they're the story of the game. Hardly any first downs. You know, I thought we read our keys tremendously. We out-hit them, you know, and just came to play. And we made big plays. You know, we had that interception for a score and then just numerous tackles for a loss.
Yeah, and the flow of the game was interesting because it was just a heavyweight match there in the first quarter, trading blows and trading series, and then you were able to start moving the ball downfield, got that first score. And that really seemed to loosen things up, and your defense just started playing incredibly well from that point on.
Yeah, I think as the game went on, they developed a little confidence, and they just, you know, started pinning their ears back and coming after them.
And one thing we noticed, too, down here, observation, both in the late in the second half and or late in the first half and second half, you had a tired bunch of Cougars out there, and that was because of your defense. And they kept their defense on the field because and kept your guys fresh.
Yeah, we have about 40 guys or so out, so we pride ourselves on how hard we work. But Kennedy's going to beat some people. You know, give them some credit. They're going to come back and beat some people. So, you know, I just can't get enough credit to our defense.
They say a team improves most from week one to week two, and listening into your huddle, you kind of alluded to that you're really happy with the progress and the things that you saw tonight versus last week.
Right, especially on the defensive side. We just got to get better and more consistent offensively.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations, 2-0. Got a tough one in Bettendorf next week, but you're moving in the right direction.
That's right.
We'll move over to the defense here. We'll start with Orion Vance. And, man, when you can pitch a shutout against your crosstown rival, you got it. That's got to put a smile on your face.
It does. It's an amazing feeling that we just beat Kennedy. And we pitched a shutout, and that was the main goal, just come in and pitch a shutout. Don't let them get anything.
Standing on the sidelines and watching 48 minutes of this, this was a hard-hitting game from the opening snap right on to the last play. Your take on it from being down in the midst of it the whole night?
We just come out to hit hard, and the harder we hit, the better that we play. And we play fast, and that's what our goal was, to come out and hit hard and not be soft.
Did you guys see anything? You know, I know Kennedy likes to run the ball, and it seemed their will against your will, and obviously your will won out. Did they kind of do what you anticipated them trying to do on offense?
No, we came out, and we just went with our normal stuff. If they tried something, we were still on it, and that's what our game plan was, come out and play our game and not play up to them.
Congratulations on a big win. We'll move over here to another senior leader on the defense, Ben Nassif. And Ben, as Orion said, anytime you can pitch a shutout against your crosstown rival, you got to be happy. But, man, the hitting was was incredible, and the tackling was great, and you guys really kept Kennedy off balance all night.
Yeah, for sure. We just knew it was a crosstown rival, and we always get super pumped up for this game, and it brought us out with a lot of energy, and we just came out and gave 110%, and we shut them out.
You know, we knew this was going to be a good defense, a lot of returners on this defense. Last week we saw signs of it, but tonight it was four quarters of really solid defensive football.
Yeah, we just been studying film all week, and we know this team pretty well. Coaches know each other. We know what each other are going to do, so we had a pretty good idea of what plays they're going to run, and we came out and we just stopped them.
Well, 2-0, going to the long weekend. This has got to put a smile on your face, and you guys got a tough one coming up next week against Bettendorf, but congratulations on a big win tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, anytime you see 21-0 on the board, you got to talk to the defense, and they did a whale of a job tonight. Coach Paul James, very impressed and very happy. And he said to his team in the post-game huddle how pleased he was with the progress and the way that they have really turned it on here from week one to week two. So this is a team to watch out for sure, and a great game down here tonight. Beautiful night, and we'll cap it off and send it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, great job on the sidelines again tonight, and thank you to Paul James. We'll hear more from Coach James coming up tomorrow. During our coaches show. We'll also talk a little Xavier golf coming up tomorrow. We're going to take a final one-minute break, come back, wrap things up from Kingston Stadium. Final score, Washington 21 and Kennedy nothing. And we'll be back in a minute here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Hey, football fans, the new season is gearing up, and I'm On wants to make sure you never miss a play. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stream all the game action on your mobile device in real time with I'm On Communications TV everywhere. Catch every play and rewatch your favorite moments no matter where you go. The best part, TV everywhere is free for I'm On cable TV subscribers. Experience the local difference and find great deals at imon.net/football.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as we put the wraps on a 21-0 win for Cedar Rapids, Washington over Cedar Rapids, Kennedy here tonight. Warriors go to 2-0 on the season, and they will go to Bettendorf. A lot of eyes are going to be on that particular game, and because a lot of people had Bettendorf kind of earmarked as a team, maybe on the east side to represent the east side this year. I know Washington wants to go to Tuvel. Probably exercise some demons. They haven't been over there in a while. And a few times it didn't go real good in semifinal action. So that's the first thing. And just continue this momentum and show them a defense that they probably haven't seen this year.
And if they take this defense down to Tuvel Stadium against Bettendorf and they get the wrinkles ironed out on offense, that could be a statement game for Paul James and his Warriors next week. Now, on the other side of the ball, if Kennedy fans, if you're at home listening or you're driving back in your car from this massive crowd that was out here tonight, you got to take heart, okay? This is not a slow start, as they've been accused of by many people in the press over the last several years, last year excluded. This is a case of Kennedy meeting two of the very best teams in Eastern Iowa in their first two non-district games of the season. Folks, this is a good Kennedy team. And when you take a look at their district opponents that they will play in the last 5 weeks, I'm still not so sure Kennedy doesn't win that district or be the runner-up in it, Scott. And so I think this is the beauty of district play, though, when we get out of the old MVC and the old formats for qualifying for playoffs. If you take care of business in your first couple of non-district games, learn the lessons that you need to do, get your ducks back in a row, by the time you hit that last 5 weeks and you take care of business in your non-district play, you can still make a lot of noise come playoff time. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not Nostradamus, but I still think this is a Kennedy team that can do that.
Absolutely. Iowa City West beats Muscatine tonight, 31-27.
I tried telling people before the season started that this is going to be a very, very good Trojan team this year, and they just didn't get a lot of love because of that less than 500 record that they had last year. But there's some Trojans down there that say, hey, what about us?
Absolutely. So we'll get all the scores coming up here in just a little bit. City High also a winner tonight over Pleasant Valley. So those two scores between the top echelon, if you will, of the MVC and the MAC, they go the MVC's way. And Xavier has blown it open. It's now 38-17. Three straight long touchdown runs by the Xavier Saints in a game that's going to look a lot worse, less competitive than what it was.
Yes, that was tight down to the end.
Yep, so we're going to have all the scores coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Next week, Friday night, no Thursday night again game again next week, but we'll be back here at Kingston on Friday night, and it will be Cedar Rapids Jefferson taking on Lynn Mar. We'll have it 7:15 right about in there for you. Looking forward to bringing you that one. That's it's going to be a good one, and Lions, they took it on the chin pretty good to the Jayhawks in Week 9 last year.
Mm-hmm. Lions aren't going to forget that either, and Jefferson's going to want to continue their recent dominance there, at least one win. And those two teams always go after each other too, much like these two teams did tonight.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. We're going to get you to the KGYM Scoreboard Show, brought to you by J.D. Byrider. Jeff Downing's ready to go in our studios. He'll have the scores, top 10 scores. We're going to have a talk with North Lynn coach Jared Collum. They were a winner tonight. They upset Jessup, so they're 2-0 in Class A football. Randy Krejci's going to have a report from Lynn Mar and Xavier. And Alex Kuhn will talk about Regina and Solon and a whole lot more. We'll get to that coming up here after this break. Want to thank Matt Dunbar, everybody here at Kingston Stadium. Also, a big thanks to Gray back in the studio for all his help. Appreciate it. Thanks to David Schulte as well and Zach Johnson back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, just about a mile away as the crow flies. For Dennis Canuck on the sidelines, for John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. And the final score of our Friday night Week 2 top 10 matchup tonight in Class 4A. Number 3, Cedar Rapids, Washington, shuts out number 9, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 21-0. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium.
You know, Go, like other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get